You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Maybe you're solving your brain then.
What are you talking about?
It's a soul.
There's no proof of a soul.
How come when you die, then how come the life comes out of your eyes?
What how the that? Fuck do you know?
But do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like, twinkle in your eye goes dull. Why does that happen? I thought that was your soul leaving your body.
Are you fucking serious? Like, how would there be proof of that?
I thought that it happened. I thought...
How?
You never saw, like, something die in front of you, and its eyes go...
Blank?
Yeah.
Okay, but where do you see the soul leaving?
You know that...
You know what, Father? She's right. Because that's when the doctors stop doing CPR, when they see the soul leave through the eyes. Oh, he's fucked. He's done. Call it.
Oh, God.
Time of death.
It's over.
Like...
No, get the soul! Push it back in!
Like when a dog dies in front of you. Its eyes are alive. And you never know. The light leaves.
That's true.
Hey, I've never heard anything like that.
I mean, either. That's the thing. It's like...
I say because I saw it.
No, you didn't see anything. You just saw eyes glazed over. I'll paint a disturbing picture for you. Years ago when we had to put our cat to sleep, not only did its eyes glaze over, but its tongue swelled up immediately, like huge. And it was so disturbing. So what, you think the soul got caught in the tongue? It was leaving? Like, what's your answer to that? Could you make a case that the soul was caught by the tongue?
Fuck no. No way.
His tongue was hanging on to the soul that you couldn't see and be like, wait, take me with you. You ever see in movies when someone closes the eye after someone dies?
They're trapping the soul
in. Well, yeah, like they're basically closing the gate on the soul.
The soul was like, fuck, I was able to go to heaven. Now I'm stuck underground.
The head of my soul got out, but the rest of me stuck in here.
Would the eye even close if the soul's trying to get out? It's like trying to close a door with like an arm in it.
You might get stuck.
But the door wouldn't close all the way, so the eye shouldn't close all the way.
That's true. The soul or spirit has never been scientifically proven to be real. But many forms of religions have taught that people have a soul.
And I was brought up religious.
Religious. You're also brought up illiterate.
Look, you're illiterate in the first place, okay?
No, but I saw the light leave.
That's not seeing a light leave. Just because you see something change in the eyes, it doesn't mean that that's what happened.
That's what I saw.
No, you didn't
see.
How do you see a light leave?
Black.
Do you think your eyes just like sit in your skull, or do they connect to something?
They connect to something.
What do they connect to?
My brain.
When you're dead, does your brain still work?
Do you have?
Answer the question.
Yeah.
When you're dead, does your brain still work?
For a little bit?
Is blood still pumping through your brain?
No, I guess not.
Then, if there's no blood pumping through, wouldn't you think there would be some sort of change in the eye since the eyes are connected to the brain?
Yes.
Okay, then that's fucking it. It's not a spirit.
Oh my God, this changes everything.
What, are you starting to realize how dumb you sounded?
You're listening to the fucking Jersey Jicks, assholes.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those apps / social networks. Anyway, you can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad, or the TuneIn app if you have a Droid. What's up, motherfuckers?
You start out with that one.
Motherfuckers?
You start out with what's up, motherfuckers.
Yeah. What's going on?
No, what's going on?
I don't know.
Put a little Austin Powers for you.
I like it. It makes me want to dance.
Go ahead, dance. You're on camera. I imagine that this is the music her brain makes. When she's like,
I think it's much, much stupider than this.
Like what? That's not stupid. That's fun.
That's more like it.
I wish that it was came to my mind. I would be laughing all day. I love that. I love that noise. Or that song.
That noise.
I like that
I love
song.
That noise.
I like that song.
Did you eat your head today?
It's been a long week.
Has it?
Kinda. I definitely thought it was Friday.
It did feel like a Friday today, yeah. I admit.
And I was like, wait, we can do the jerks, yeah?
I'm confused.
And then, did Marco make you fall or wake you up from your nap when he group texted us?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Wait, did you say group nap?
Group text.
I just said group nap. I was like,
that's next week on the show.
Yeah, right. That's what our listeners do. They have a group nap.
Group nap.
Wake up and go to sleep. Yeah. Marco's not here, so no Skype.
No Skype. Not today.
No.
Next week.
Which is good. I don't feel like I'm talking to anybody anyway.
Bobby, it takes the fun out of life.
Ah, here we go again. Whatever, dude. Sorry I'm not stupid and bubbly.
It's your life.
You're right. It is my life. It is my life. I don't sit there and play 16 different trivia games with people on the phone.
Yeah.
I tell you.
She's like,
yeah. I tell you, man, it's amazing how much people like use their phones and not for what it was really built for. Like, it is basically a mini computer at this point. And that's what it's strictly used for. Nobody really calls anybody anymore. You'll talk through text.
No, that's why a lot of companies give away unlimited minutes now, because nobody uses it.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no reason
to use it. Sprint is my phone company, and they just, like, offered me this, like, advantage plan, like, they were just like, hey, you've been such an awesome customer, we're going to give you all this free shit. And one of the free things was, you can unlimited talk minutes now.
What are they taking away from you?
Nothing.
Her dignity.
She yeah. lost that a long time ago.
But I don't care about that. I don't care about
your like, dignity?
No. I got that fully intact. But no, like last month I used 2 minutes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
Yeah. And that's always it. And then I used 14,000 text messages.
That's just ridiculous.
I have unlimited text messaging though.
There's no reason for that. There's no reason for that. This is why the country's getting stupid.
I know.
Really, it's true.
Part of the problem.
Yeah. You're attributing to the problem.
Yeah, but I mean, I like to text, though.
Yeah, but you can't really read a text and know exactly
how the person's feeling
or how they're interpreting it.
Well, like, that's what emojis are for. They explain things better now. It's a better way to symbolize your texting. I feel like I can read people in text.
No, you can't. Without emojis?
Yes, I feel like
no, you can't.
The texting whisperer.
No, you can't, because that's how a lot of fights happen through text messages.
Maybe in your world. All right.
Fuck you.
In my world, I understand. Maybe people don't understand me.
Well, that's an understatement.
It's because everything's
the year just started, and that's already the understatement of the year. Oh, no. Like, I get mad because my girlfriend's always on her fucking phone, just constantly going through, like, Facebook and...
Why are you mad? It's not your life.
Because she wants some attention.
No, but it's like she wants to watch something. I put it on, and then she's on her phone.
Oh, I think ADD comes with like
has that.
Phones now. Like it's just
that part unlimited ADD.
Well, like, didn't you ever notice that? Like
AD&D.
Do you ever see? You ever go to the movies and people will be like texting in the movie, and you're like, "Yo, just
I get
phone
mad
now.
At that. I get mad.
I mean, I don't
when really I see care, the light but- of the phone."
It's
crowd.
Always in front of me. So
really?
Like,
that bothers you?
It does. It bothers me. You know what? First of all, I'm an old curmudgeon.
You are.
Obviously.
I could tell that I'm getting old because things like that are starting to bother me. Like an old person would be bothered by that. It's just like, come on, dude, you're at the movies, you know? It's like,
yeah, I think that's weird.
It's like, enjoy the experience of the movie. It's just the cell phone today literally kills everything that you do. Like, if you go somewhere to experience something, you're going to be on your cell phone 75% of the time anyway.
I've been doing better with
it. I'm just saying, in general.
It's funny you said that. The very first NFL game this year, you know, how they have the big concert and everything before the game. Mm-hmm. It was Green Bay in Seattle?
And the game was the Blowfish.
Well, I'm 95% sure it was Pharrell that was performing on one of the stages.
And Hootie.
And Hootie. Yeah. No, Hootie opened for him.
Yes.
And, like, they were showing the crowd, and people were, like, watching Pharrell through their phone.
Yeah.
Like, recording it and watching Pharrell. And, like, you're fucking 30 feet from him. Watch the show.
Right.
It really is crazy how...
I think that was the purpose of recording it and having it.
But wouldn't you want to watch it?
Yeah, I would just be like this.
Oh, yeah, that's
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
if I was recording it. No, I'm saying if I... Yeah, but
you might have an empty stage.
But if you pan out, you're not going to get that close where you just have him and that's it. You could pan out and get the whole stage. So you could just sit there, record it, and watch it, like, live.
I always...
And then record it to show other people. Yeah. But you don't have to stare at the phone while you're recording it.
So many people do that. When I go to shows, I say it all the time. Mm. It's like crazy. And the bands actually don't really like it.
No shit.
Yeah, because they feel like it takes away from the experience of it.
I agree.
Which they're right. Because
they're old curmudgeons just like me.
Yeah, some of them.
No, because they feel like people are going to upload the video to YouTube and they can't sell their live album.
I'm starting to realize that I'm turning into a purist when it comes to certain things. And that's why like a phone bothers me. Like I have a smartphone, but... I don't use it like everyone else does. I basically use it if I need it for like not an emergency, but if I need to find something, you know, that I'm curious about.
Right.
But like I'm not on there just to kill time. Yeah. I can't do it. I cannot do it.
I feel like
I use it for music. I'll stream Pandora off of it.
Oh yeah.
But that's
it. I would think that you would like the fact that people are becoming like addicted to technology.
It's not addiction to technology. Addiction to technology is if they took the phone apart and realized what makes it work and put it back together and make it work. That's addiction to technology.
Okay.
Not going through the internet.
So I would feel that you would like that people are addicted to their phones.
Why?
Because it takes away from the human interaction and you don't really like people.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
It's not dumb. It's true.
No, that's just from your experience with me because
I
think you're dumb.
No, but not like people around you. Like not your close friends, but like if you go out in public.
I think she thinks you're like Larry David from Curb Your
She does. Yeah, she does.
No, but
you
I mean,
obviously
like,
don't have a fucking
you're an old
clue
Jew.
What you're talking
you know
about.
What? I can only know you a couple hours every Thursday.
Right? Exactly. So you're assuming what I do out in public when you're not around, which is dumb.
Why?
Because you're not there.
But this is what I'm saying. I'm giving you my opinion.
Uh-huh.
This is why I think that it wouldn't bother you.
Okay.
Is because I feel like you don't like people. So I feel like it helps take away from that human
I don't like stupid people.
So you like all people, just not dumb
No,
ones?
I don't like all people.
Okay.
I don't like stupid people.
Is that the only kind of people you don't like?
No.
Stupid people?
No.
Blacks, obviously.
And I'm not saying like not your girlfriend or shit like that, but...
No.
Other people, I think.
No. I mean, like, the way you're phrasing this, it sounds like I'm supposed to go out in public and just talk to everybody I bump into.
Well,
like,
I mean,
that's insanity.
Well,
you're insane. You're fucking crazy. You're insane.
I'm just saying, don't random people start conversations with you all the time.
Oh, yeah. They just come up to me in the urinal. Hey, how you doing? What's new with you?
People talk to me all the time.
I get that a lot, too.
See?
Just like random people just chatting and bullshitting. Like
I don't.
It's weird. Like
I don't.
I never really thought I was that approachable.
Like if I'm in like say a Best Buy or some sort of department store, I'll be asked if I need assistance. But
so people only talk to you when they're doing a job.
Well, yeah. I mean, like that's really you know. I don't see how. I mean, the waitress talks to me. What would you like? You know, like
everything. Obviously,
yeah. The left side, the usual. But yeah, I don't know. Like. People just don't – if I'm walking on the street, people don't just come right up to me and start talking to me like, I got to talk to this guy.
It's funny that you think that because I'm probably more antisocial than he is.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like when random guys talk to me, but it happens fairly often.
That's because they're guys.
Like I'll be in Best Buy and I'll pick up a movie and like
it's a good one, dude.
Yeah, like stuff like that. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what your opinion is. Yeah, get out of here, Siskel.
Hey, Siskel, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I get it. I wouldn't say a lot, but a fair amount, and I don't want any of it.
Right.
Unless it's a chick, even if it's a fat, ugly chick, I'd rather them say something than just some random guy.
Right.
I like when people talk to me.
See, I obviously don't have a soul that's dog shit where I need everyone else's approval of me. I'm fine with who I am.
That was nice.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm just stating the obvious here.
What? There's nothing to do with that. I like
Yeah, you definitely care what other people think about you and you feel an acceptance.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Well, yeah, it is obvious.
I wouldn't put
And you
my
feel
whole
you feel
soul
an,
into
you
this.
Feel an acceptance when random people talk to you. You feel like, you know, you get like a feeling of acceptance, I
that
guess.
That is so not true.
Oh, you know I'm fucking right.
No, it's not. Yeah.
If nobody fucking talked to you, you would be suicidal.
I would not.
Yeah, you would.
Why would you even think that?
Because that's how you are.
I used to be a bitch when I was younger.
Nothing's changed, is just my opinion.
No, but I was very cold and unapproachable. And if people tried to talk to me, I was very rude. And I'd be like,
I still think you're rude and unapproachable.
You don't even know me, bitch.
I've heard the stories. I've heard the legends.
True. Shut up.
You're a cunt when you drink. That's first and foremost.
Only
I've had
sometimes.
That experience.
Only sometimes.
You're
it's
an
when
asshole.
I have a lot going on in
and
my life.
And you surround yourself with assholes.
Are you talking about the really, really fat?
Well, no. I'm talking about when I was actually there.
Oh, okay. Because she was a lot of fun that night. She wasn't there.
Oh, no, I wasn't there.
I'm good mentally. I'm
yeah,
fine,
you keep
but
telling yourself
if,
that.
No, if I'm having bad times, I shouldn't drink. I know that now, though.
Mm.
I mean, I...
Do you follow that all the time?
Mostly.
No. If you have to look at the ground for approval, crazy, no. Fucking retard. I will not be judged by someone like you. That is beneath me.
Fuck you.
You're so snobby.
I will not. There's no way I would be judged by someone like you. There's no fucking way.
It's not bad judgment.
It doesn't matter. Good or bad. I will not be judged by someone like
oh
you.
Oh, my God. F you. F you. Jerk.
Call me whatever you want.
Fuck you.
You're curmudgeon-y.
Yeah, curmudgeon-y.
You're
right.
Curmudgeon-y mean guy.
See, okay. I have no problem with the way cell phones are used nowadays. The only time I have a problem is when people are walking and texting. Because they're not looking where the fuck they're going.
My favorite is driving and texting.
I'll walk right into
them.
I don't like it either.
I love that. That's my favorite. To watch people looking at their phone and not looking at the road, and I can see them like veering away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
makes
me
nervous.
Makes me so happy to see that. That's, if anything, that's the one positive, is the amount of deaths now per year has gone up. From people texting and driving, that I'm happy about. Because the way I look at it is you're weeding out the fucking herd.
Yeah, but they kill other people too.
All right, well, as long as I can see them coming, I'm all right. I'm just saying. I'm not talking about the victims. I'm talking about the assholes that caused the accident. Good, fuck them.
I'm with you.
The victims, no. That's not their fault. But at the same time, it's like, you know... I can't stand it. Like every day, like clockwork, whether it's on the way to work, during work, after work, it doesn't matter. When I'm on the road, I see at least a couple people on their phones. You know, when I get a text message on my phone, I can see it, you know, like where the phone's placed in my car. I can see that, you know, the screen lights up. But I don't go to look at it. I just notice that something happened. So the next time – now I know the next time I'm at, like I say, a stoplight – or if I, you know, have a place to pull aside or pull over, then I'll look at it. But if I'm on a highway and I can see that the phone lights up, I don't even fucking bother with it.
Me neither.
Because if it was an emergency, that person would be calling me, not texting me.
Right.
You know? You know, no one's going to text me like, you know, meet me at the hospital. So-and-so's had a heart attack. You know, it's like, you text me that with an emoji?
Like, sad like, face.
Yeah, sad face.
It'll be like a
sad
needle.
Face. Tear.
No, there's a little picture of a hospital.
And a heart next to it.
Could you imagine? And I shit you not, that's where this is going. Texting is going to be...
All emojis?
Yes, all emojis with like a comma.
So it's basically going to be like Chinese writing.
Like you'll see a piece
it's
of
be
steak.
Like hieroglyphics.
You'll see a piece of steak, and then the letter me, and then at the, and then you see like a cocktail glass. So it'll be meet me at the bar. You know, it's just it's going to get to that. Idiocracy is the most dead on accurate movie that's come out in the last 20 years. That is exactly where society is going. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah. That movie's great.
Yeah. Guess what? That is your future.
It's not my future.
It's our present.
It's now.
That's your future. But that's exactly what's happening. This world, this country more than this world, everybody else around the globe, even the poor ones, they are smarter than people here generally. Really. They are. Look at all the fucking Indians that come over from nothing that are doctors. Look at fucking Asians that, you know, they got like nine fucking people in
people
one house.
People do that in America, though.
What?
People do that in America.
Do what in America? What?
They come from nothing and become doctors, and they...
And you could see it everywhere. You could see the youth of today. You could see which ones are going to become doctors.
But you see
the ones that have tats on their fucking face.
Who cares?
I'm going to be a doctor. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God. Please. You are close-minded.
Whatever. You're stupid.
You're too much me. You hate people.
I hate you.
I hate you.
That's really what it comes down to.
I know. I can tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What about that comment makes... I mean, I'm not saying he's not closed-minded, but what about that comment that makes him closed-minded? You would want a doctor to walk into your room with a fucking tattoo on his face?
Yeah, you know, like a little black tear on his eye.
Seriously.
Under his eye.
Yeah. I don't know if that would bother me or not.
Well, because you're white trash. Why would it bother you?
Yeah, but why would I judge someone just having a tattoo on their face?
Because if you were ever religious...
A tattoo on your face is bad judgment, no matter how you slice it.
Okay, what if they got burned or something and they put a tattoo over top of it?
That doesn't cover burns.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. Burns like rays on the skin. They don't...
And you couldn't tattoo over that?
No. The scar tissue's too soft. If you go to tattoo, you'll bust right through the skin.
Oh.
There's no way.
I don't know.
You get skin grafts if you want to cover burns.
Okay. Well, I don't know. A scar. Can you tattoo over a scar?
Same thing. The scar tissue's is more...
All right, then maybe your argument is valid. I don't know if it would bother me if somebody had a tattoo.
Well, that's
though.
But and you know what? It really is your
I
opinion.
Guess it depends on what the tattoo was.
Oh, what if it's a butterfly on his cheek?
I don't know. I would think that was kind of weird.
Yeah. What if it was a spider on his cheek?
I would think it was a jail tattoo.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's obviously he couldn't be a doctor.
The doctors can never be in jail.
Oh, once they're doctors, they can go to jail.
Yeah, they can go to jail really.
Yeah, not before they become doctors.
So what if they...
And you know what's funny? I have nothing against anybody who wants to tattoo their face. Good for
them. I do.
I don't want them fucking operating on me.
I do. I don't even want to associate with them.
I have no problem with it. I mean, to each his own, but if something's life or death for me, give me somebody who looks and acts professional.
Somebody I know gets a tattoo on their face, it's going to be a closed relationship. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to be seen in public with someone like that. Because you know what? If shit goes down, automatically that person attracts something. You know
sure.
what I mean? You know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying?
Absolutely.
I don't want the trouble. I want to live in a carefree environment. I don't want to have to worry and look over my shoulder because this asshole decided to get a donkey on his forehead. It's just stupid. It's like, why? You know? I don't see the point. Why would I want to hang out with someone like that? Like, if I see someone in passing, no big deal. But someone I know, like, if my brother did that, I'd disown him. Like, poor decision. One less family member to shop for Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, it's just like, I don't care for it, you know? People get tattoos everywhere. You know, the face is not as much as everywhere else, but people are starting to go that direction. There's more and more people that you see tattoos on their face, whether they're real little or something that like goes up behind both ears, like from the neck mm-hmm. that branches out on the cheek. And I saw one dude was bald. He had like a tat that was on both sides of his neck that branched out, like one on one side of the ear and one on the other side of the ear. And I was just like,
So you, what do you think
trash.
Of? Like, well, you
that's
think
what
that
I think
they're
of.
Trash.
Yeah, absolutely, they're trash. They're not good. They're obviously not smart people. They're not like polite people. They're not like someone you could trust your kids with.
Why?
Because
you think that that's a poor decision.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's dumb. I mean, they obviously have no self-respect for themselves. Why would they have any respect for anybody else? Hmm. You know, if you don't respect yourself, how can you respect anyone?
Not only that, at least in this country, most people in a position of power to, you know, to hire workers are not going to hire somebody with a tattoo on their face. They're just not.
Nope.
So why would you do that?
Right.
Now, if you're a rock star and you're writing your own checks,
that's not a real. That's not a realistic job. Like, that's a job. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that's not. Obviously, you make more money at that than anything else you could do. But something that the average normal person or most people in this country have to go through, like school and stuff like that, to get to a point to make money, no one's going to hire them with a tattoo on their face.
Okay.
So if they're not going to get hired for a job, why should I be their friend? You see what I'm saying? You made that decision, you're going to be pretty much excommunicated from everybody. You wanted that thing so bad, don't expect me to fucking fall in love with it. That's dumb.
Yeah, but to disown someone for it?
Well, I mean, I'm. It's hypothetical. Okay. My brother's not stupid either.
I mean, you know? I would never get a tattoo.
I'm not saying
face.
You would. I don't. Yeah. I would never think you would actually
no,
do
I would
that.
Never.
No, no, no.
It's never even crossed my mind.
No, I would never think you'd actually get a tat on your face.
Absolutely not.
It never crossed my mind.
I actually had a conversation with this kid, and it brings up like kind of what we're talking about. He's this kid. I guess he's like in his later 20s, and he has this like tattoo like right underneath his eye kind of, and it like says something. I forget what exactly. This was like a couple years ago, but it was like writing. It was done really, really pretty, but like it was on his face. And he was complaining about like this cop was giving him a hard time, and
That's
he was
exactly.
already
remember when I said earlier you attract things.
Yes,
that's what he attracts.
So
trouble.
He's already like, he's ethnic. I forget, like he's Spanish and Mexican or something. Like, he's definitely ethnic. And I said, you know, not for nothing, and I'm not trying to be an asshole, but why would you? I was like, having to fight so much adversity by being
as
ethnic,
it is being ethnic.
Why would you do
add
something
to it.
Like that?
Exactly. That's a valid fucking question.
And he said, well, you know,
to stick it to the man.
Yeah, and I said, man. Well, I said, the best thing for you to do to stick it to the man is to be the opposite of what everybody thinks you're going to be. And that's not what you're doing.
Right.
You're being exactly what people think.
You understand what a filthy fucking Puerto Rican I am?
And he didn't get it at all. And I think that he got slightly offended by it. But I was like, listen, you have two kids. You have more than that to
worry
about.
He has two kids. Yeah. I feel so bad for his kids.
And I wasn't trying to be rude. I wasn't being a dick. I was just like, listen, it's not about you anymore. Like, I get it. You want to be like, you want to stick it to the man, essentially, is what he was saying. I was like, but you're doing it in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
How is that sticking it to the man?
I said it's not.
But I he was like, I'm going to be who I am and still like live.
Well,
he
he's doing exactly that. He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
So I get what kind of where you're coming from. I didn't judge him on the tattoo alone, but I wanted to talk to him about it, and it made me have a conversation with him about it. And then his reasons and everything behind it, I was like, you're going to have a hard life, man.
Exactly.
And I was like, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
For you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I get kind of where you're coming from.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I said that there's no point in me associating with anyone who wants to go that route, because they're going in a path that I would never venture down, and I want no parts of. So why do I have to be subjected to that?
This is something
it's
that
my
I'm
choice.
Thinking. And this is like got brought up by like say I was really sick. The best doctor in the world is like this person.
Right.
And this person randomly has a tattoo on his face.
This doctor you're talking about?
Yeah, the doctor.
Doctor, there's no way the doctor wouldn't have a job.
Let's say he...
Right, Chris? In this day and age?
He should own his own practice.
Well, yeah, but I mean, let's be honest, that's not happening.
Okay, let's just say for sake of argument that it's a possibility.
All right, well, now we're living in a kind of a make-believe type world.
Well, let's say it's 30 years from now. Maybe fucking tattoos won't be as taboo on the face. I don't know.
Maybe.
But the way the world's going, I'm sure it's not going to matter one day. People aren't going to care if you have a tattoo on
your face. No, I think it'll be. In my lifetime, as long as I'm alive, it'll always be a problem.
As long as probably all of us are alive, it'll probably always be a problem.
Because you know what? There are men that have tattoos on their forearms from the First World War that had problems getting jobs when they got out of the military because of their tattoos. They'd have to always cover them up.
Right.
And to this day, most businesses, most, almost, I'd say 90 or more plus percent, do not want to see tattoos at all during the job, no matter what it is. Now, if you work at a record shop, I don't think it's a big deal there.
Right. Or you work in the mall, they're not going to care.
Or if you're flipping burgers behind a counter, you know, don't think so.
Well, McDonald's probably has some type of tattoo policy.
Maybe. I don't know. But I could tell you right now, the majority of jobs, especially if it's an office job or a hospital job, they don't want to see tattoos everywhere. I mean, you have to cover yours up, don't you?
Supposed to, yeah.
But you get away with it now? Well, that's good. That's actually good.
I don't give a fuck.
In my job, you're allowed to have as many tattoos as you want.
Well, yeah, you work at a radio station. Yeah.
But how creeped out? Let me ask you something, though. How creeped out, though, are certain people when you have to deal with them at your job, though? Like, let's be honest. All senior citizens automatically look at you as like, this guy was in prison.
Serial killer.
Well, that's what you think, but...
You're a whore.
But they do. They are skeptical of you.
No, I don't think
so. Old people.
Some old women at first. Old men, no, because old men, fucking 75% of them were in the military. They have arm tattoos also.
Well, yeah, but there's also a lot of them that weren't in the military and probably look like...
Meh. Well, your tattoos aren't offensive, right?
No, yeah. Not at all. It's not like he has a knife through a baby's head on his arm.
Well, even if it was even if it was like a dragon, if it was something like scary looking. It was something scary looking to an old person.
I don't know.
Like, my tattoo on my arm, people see that all the time. And people always ask me, like, who's Millie? You know what I mean?
Right.
Do you make up stories?
Sometimes.
You should. Nice.
Sometimes I don't want to tell them.
Is that a dragon?
They don't really deserve it. It's usually people that I know.
Right.
The best is when people will call me Millie. Hey, Millie. Don't ever fucking call me that again.
Right.
I get mad. I don't like when people call me Millie. Yeah.
I would make up some every time. I'd be like, that's my drug dealer, motherfucker. Short for millionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting to separate myself from people like that, which is like I'm going to be a minority at some point because every kid that's, you know, younger than me, they're getting more and more tattoos and they're a little bit more like, there's a lot more weirder people nowadays than there was when I was like that age.
Yeah. It's more acceptable to be different now.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone's trying to be so fucking different because they feel like if they're anything like the person next to them, it's like to them, it's like a failure.
Yeah, well, it's funny. They're anyway. All going to eventually be the same because they're all trying to be different.
Right. But that's what's so funny about it. You know,
I mean,
it's like
20 years ago, I mean, tattoos were, like, underground cool. Now everybody has fucking tattoos.
It's weird if somebody doesn't have a tattoo. If you talk to somebody and they're like, you don't have it.
It's very strange to meet somebody without a tattoo.
When I meet someone without a tattoo, I am actually very impressed and I commend them.
Yeah.
Because I think if I can go back, I probably wouldn't get them at all.
Really?
Yeah. I regret my tattoos now.
Really?
I would like to get them changed if that were possible.
Oh, yeah, it's possible.
No, I know, but like, I don't want to get something over top of it and then cover more area. Like, that's not what I mean, but like...
You get it removed.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about maybe...
It's really painful. One of my friends...
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. Okay. I'm just saying, like, at some point, I think, you know, maybe I will. You know, I'm not happy with them anymore.
Oh, shit. I mean, that's what it's all about. You have to be happy with
them. Well, that's the thing. Like, when I got them, I was excited as hell. When I had them for the longest time, I was excited. And it's like now I'm 40. And I'm like, it's not such a great idea
anymore. I forget I have tattoos. Like, when you guys said earlier, oh, you have a tattoo on the back of your neck. And I was like, holy shit, I do.
Right.
Like, I forget about it all the time.
666, mark of the whore.
Thanks.
No. You don't have 666.
69.
I have a cancer sign.
Yeah, it 69. Does look like a 69.
I know. That's why I said you guys were going to make fun of me.
Do you think that maybe the guy that did the tattoo or the person that did your tattoo kind of did it on purpose?
I know.
Figuring you wouldn't really know about it.
No, I picked it out before
he
I
did
got
it while she
tattoo.
Was sucking his dick.
Oh, my God.
69.
It's funny. I was having a conversation with a couple of my friends, like, a couple weeks ago. Mm. And they were saying, like, oh... I hate when people, you know, everybody's getting like anchor tattoos and like all this shit. Like that's
really
like,
that's
really,
like one of the original tattoos.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's trendy to be like old school, I guess now.
Oh, that's good. And let's recycle.
Like, and they're like, well, everybody's gonna like have the same tattoos by the end. And I looked at them all, and I was like, listen, every like decade or so, there's a trendy tattoo that everybody will get, and it defines and it defines like what decade you grew up in, pretty much. And they were like, nuh-uh. And I was like, I looked at him. I went, you have a tribal tattoo? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, do you? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, so do I. And right there, like in the 90s, everybody got tribal tattoos.
Tramp stamps.
Yeah.
Yeah, even in the early 2000s.
I mean, I don't have a tramp stamp, though.
That carried over into the 2000s, though.
But in a span of time.
I mean, in the early to mid 90s, tattoos were still underground.
Yeah, still very underground.
You know, they didn't really come out until late 90s into like the 2000s, and that was like the tribal explosion.
Yeah.
You know, and then it was like, you know, my brother still has one tattoo, and he's always been talking about getting another one, and he's always had these great ideas or some ideas that, you know, I may not like, but he liked, and he's never gone through with them because I guess he just never actually did it.
Right.
And it's like his ideas have changed so much in like the last 10 years when
and
he
they
talks
always
about
will,
it.
Though, because
but
you
that's
change.
My point. If it keeps changing, once you get it, they don't change.
Yeah. So but, you get something you really like. I don't like the tattoo.
That's not my point. My point is that if you really like the idea of something, right, and you're like, all right, fuck it, I'm doing it, and you get it done, you won't like it in a couple years. You'll be like, I don't know why I thought I would like this. I don't really like it that much. I mean, well, there's got to be at least one tattoo on your body that you don't like.
Yes, that's what I was just going to say.
Okay.
My first tattoo.
Okay.
I don't like. I haven't gotten it touched up. I haven't done anything
Which
to it.
Which one was your first?
On the back of my shoulder.
Okay. What is that? Is that of anything? Is
it's
that
a heart with barbed wire, and it's bleeding and all this shit.
Okay.
It's very typical, I feel. But
on the shoulder.
But I hate it.
Okay.
And I haven't liked it in a really, really long time.
But you
so
barely
I
see it.
No, but still, when I wear a bathing suit, you can see it and stuff like that. Like
you
it's just,
can't. The other people can.
I mean, I'll forget about it, and then I'll like catch it in the mirror, and I'll be like,
right.
Ugh. But so I got it in 97. So that's been almost 20 years. And I haven't done anything to it. I've been doing and it's fading and it's fading and it's fading. I'm going to get a peacock feather over top of it. That's my plan. Because a peacock feather is like dark purples and stuff like that. I think right now it's like pretty much the outline. The red is gone.
But can I just paint that picture for a second? Think about that. You are going to cover that up, which, I mean, look, you're going to cover it up. You're going to cover it up.
Oh, absolutely. I hate
but
it.
But you're going to cover it up, and you're going to put a peacock feather over it.
But I have a story behind it, and I have a reason why it's the peacock feather and why I solidified that choice.
Okay.
And
Go ahead.
It starts with something that my mom still has to this day.
A peacock.
When I was 8 years old.
A peacock.
I wrote a story about wanting to be a peacock. And my mom still has it.
Stop.
So it's symbolism of who I am.
Yeah, it's symbolism.
Listen, you do you, I'll do me, and I'll be well. You know what I mean? But
why don't you get a mermaid tattoo?
Because I feel like it's so trendy right now.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, I have a friend that just got a mermaid tattoo yesterday.
This is – now, you see, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about because I refuse – to hang out with people like this. That is exactly what I'm talking about. I could never be a part of your circle.
No.
Because I would probably open fire.
You are a part of my circle, though.
No. No.
Not
no.
like
no.
you're like, Saturn
no.
or something. Like the outside of the circle. Like far in the fucking, not like that, like far.
No, No, I don't know what you're talking about. That's why I was
like you know how the Earth is like the John or the sun's the sun is in the middle, and then all the planets Jupiter, Saturn's like far away, right?
Yeah, no, it's right around the corner. Let's go.
It's like the furthest planet from the sun.
Okay,
that's what I meant. You're part of the circle. You're just not part of the inner circle. I still consider you my friend, though.
No, we're friends, but I'm not part of your circle.
You're not in a circle of trust.
It's two different things. To be friends is one thing. To be part of your circle is a completely different thing. I am not part of your circle. We're friends.
Yeah.
But I'm not part of your circle at all.
Okay.
At all. And I will never be part of your circle.
What planet am I?
Uranus.
Well, you're closer than Saturn. Very funny. I don't know where the planets are.
They're in space. Know. Let's just start with that.
Between our ears.
No, but what I'm saying is the crowd you hang out with, I'd pull every last strand of hair out of my head. I couldn't deal with people like that.
What the fuck? Why not?
Because you guys are like too out in ear and outer space, all of yous. I can't.
Do you think that?
I've never met them.
It doesn't matter. I'm going. I'm going by her.
Well, Kim's dumb like you, but right. I mean,
but
she's
that's
cool.
But that's my say. Listen, I'm not saying that I hate the people you hang out with. Okay. That's not what I'm saying. I can't be part of that circle. I can never be part of that circle. I've only met Biffle, mm-hmm. you know, and people from your past,
right?
And judging by that, I'm going to safely say that the majority of people that you hang out with are similar in some aspect, one way or the other, to those types of people. And if that is the case, I want no parts of it.
Why?
Because I don't gel well with that. I don't.
Why?
It's not me. It's not. You know how you just said you do you? And yeah. Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Who do you gel with?
People that are a little bit smarter.
What does that mean?
People that are a little bit more intelligent. Does that make more sense?
No.
People are a little bit more simplistic as opposed to.
Okay, there we go. Now as opposed, you're making sense.
As opposed to, like, you know, going, I don't know, buck wild on a weekend. Someone who'd rather, like, say, go get dinner and have a couple drinks afterwards. You know okay. what I mean? Like, that's more my speed. You go to a concert every 30 minutes. I can't do that. This okay. has nothing to do with you. This has nothing to do with you. Like, I'm not saying, like, what you're doing is wrong or whatever. That's okay. not my speed. That's not my speed. Even though you and I aren't worlds apart in age,
no,
it feels that way to me.
Oh.
It feels that way. You that live, you still live like
younger.
An older teenager, like the oldest possible teenager.
No,
you
I would yeah. think it.
No, I mean
20s.
Well, you've changed quite a bit since we first met yeah. you, but you definitely still, you know, don't ever use college. This is part of a sentence.
No, like a person that's out of college.
Yeah, no, a person out of college gets a job and is nothing like this.
Only if the sentence is, I drove by a college.
I went to a party at a college. No, what I'm saying is you still act like you're in your early 20s.
Okay.
I'm past that point.
All right.
I've graduated. Sense. I've grown up. I'm past that. I ain't about getting fucked up anymore.
Yeah,
I don't.
You were saying. You
I don't think it's fun anymore to drink to the point where I almost think I'm going to hurl at the end of the night,
yeah,
or where
like
I'm just like
either.
Fucking retarded. I don't find that amusing anymore. I don't want to wake up with a fucking headache or a hangover. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not into that.
Sometimes.
I'm not into
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know, I'm okay with having one or two drinks or three drinks and being like, you know, I'm good.
And going home at like what time?
Well, it depends. I mean, whenever the time feels right. Like, I don't have a set time.
All
right,
that's good.
You know what I mean? But I don't have to be out with everybody and get hammered either. I could be out with everybody and just like kind of, you know, casually drink my beer, not pound beers or do shitload of shit. I can't do that anymore. It's not me. I was like that, and I'm not like that anymore.
Well, you're way more grown up than I am.
I've had my
fill. I'm on the Missy side of the fence with this.
But you know what, though? It's only because of your surrounding. It's only because of your surrounding.
Yeah, I think if I was in like a situation like you, where
absolutely,
I was in a
absolutely.
Relationship for a couple of years, I think it would change. But
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, at this point in my life, I'm more like Missy, where Missy's music is my sports. Like, I would go to a sporting event every week if it was more affordable. You know what
sure,
I'm saying?
Sure.
But it costs you $200 just to walk through the fucking door. You can't do it every week. But if they were like $20 or $30 like the concerts Missy goes to, I'd go to a fucking minor league hockey game if they had it around here.
Yeah, but I mean
and I would go out multiple nights a week. So yeah. I'm more on Missy's side of the fence than I am on yours because – I guess because of our situation, we're both single.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I think that
and
is
even
something.
Though when I was in a
although,
relationship,
although I
out
think
a lot
she's
too.
Still in a different place than you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, but you were in a miserable relationship.
Yeah, but then remember, I was with Jesus for a little while.
No, that's the relationship I was talking about.
Yeah.
I guess I wasn't that pleasant.
Yeah, I still, regardless of whether you two are single or not, it doesn't matter. To me, it's still two different things. You don't act like you're in your early 20s. You still act like you're 30.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mean, I think she acts younger than I do, but I do act younger
like,
than my age.
I think she parties way more than you do.
Yeah, I her frequency is much higher.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not about hanging. Okay. That's not the question. I'm saying I think you – that's more – for you, it's more of a part-time job.
No, I think – I mean, I'm not offended by what you think at all.
I'm not trying to be offensive.
No, I know you're not, but I'm surprised that you think that.
I'll be honest with you. Yeah. If I lived in the city, I'd probably go out four nights a week.
Yeah, see, that sounds like because a fucking nightmare.
To me, it's just – I get to the point where it's like, you know, if it's a Wednesday night and people are going out, I'm thinking, do I really feel like driving home? So I guess that's the real only part of me that's grown up. Like, do I really feel like having six drinks and then trying to get home?
Yeah.
Where in the city, either you walk or there's cabs everywhere. You have Uber and shit like that. Yeah. Where to take a cab home from like fucking Cherry Hill would cost me like $100.
It would cost a lot.
But yeah. See, that's my point. Just you talking about it, just that takes the fun out of everything for me. Like just hearing all that, like, oh, should I do this? Like, to me, it's like, you know what? I'm okay. I'm okay with just going somewhere real local, a few drinks, and I'm good. If I lived in the city, I'd probably be coming to Jersey because I can't stand the city.
Yeah, I don't see I don't like the city.
First of all, I don't like – I'm not into the crowds anymore. Everyone's – to me, everyone's an asshole.
See, and you sit there and say you don't care that I think that you don't like people. When you say shit like that, it makes me think you don't like people.
No, I don't like those people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stupid people. Yeah. So all of them are stupid to you.
No, I mean, honestly, I don't think like intelligent people make it their like, you know, mission in life to get fucked up every weekend, all weekend long.
Oh my God.
I don't. I don't see, like, I really don't. I don't see professors or doctors or anyone getting just shit-faced all weekend long.
Okay.
I don't. I could see going to, like, happy hour and then maybe one other night during the weekend, but I don't see it where they're, like, just completely fucking hungover all weekend at all. And don't tell me you know because you don't hang out with doctors, sweetheart.
I absolutely hang out with doctors.
Get the fuck out of here.
You're talking
out your ass. What kind of doctor?
I talked to him. I told you he's an oral surgeon. He's my guy.
That's a dentist. It's not a fucking doc. Don't make him sound like fucking Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, but that's
he's a dentist.
But that's a
poor man's doctor. That's not a real doctor. You don't have to go to school for 8 fucking years to be a dentist.
You don't?
No. No.
I don't know. He's a pretty good dentist.
Oral surgeon is a glorified title of a dentist.
He fucking gets flown all over the country to work on people.
So what? That doesn't mean anything to me.
I mean, I think that he's a good at his job is what I'm saying.
He's a dentist.
Yeah, but that's still what the fuck?
Hey, dentist. I know, like, but huge. I'm talking about like I'm talking like real doctors, like brain surgeons or heart doctors. Can you imagine brain surgeons going out and getting shit faced all weekend?
I mean,
I don't see it.
Brain surgeons?
I've never hung out with a brain surgeon.
But that's my point. That's my point.
I've hung out.
They don't go anywhere near people like us. All of us.
I've hung out with a couple doctors before. But, I mean, they put away drinks.
Yeah, they can put away drinks. Know, sure, I mean, they have a lot of stress they got to deal with. I'm sure they like to put some away.
No, somebody was quitting, so we all went out and. Yeah, I mean,
but they don't go out all fucking weekend. They don't do like an Iron Man weekend or anything like that.
I don't know their personal lives like that.
I mean, don't they work all the time?
Well, that could be the other thing, too. I mean, they don't exactly have set hours.
Yeah, I would think that they worked a lot.
I can tell you right now that the majority of them, they don't do that kind of shit, you know?
I mean...
And that means nothing to me because, like I said, they don't go around people like us in general anyway. They normally hang out with other people in their status. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People with lots of money that can afford like beach houses and shit like that. Then they go down to the beach house for the week. Like
what
that
do they
kind
do
of
at
thing.
The beach house,
but that's
then?
It. They're on vacation. That's different.
They
when I was on vacation, I got fucking hammered. That was different.
So
I was on vacation.
What if
I don't do it every fucking weekend? That's ridiculous.
My
liver will shut the fuck down.
Well, I mean, anybody's liver would shut the fuck down.
Okay, but I'm telling you, I can't function properly if I have to do that every weekend. I just can't. It's not in me.
Yeah.
You know, I've been there already. I've done it for so long. It's like, hey, I started going
You're
to
bars. You're over it.
Right, but I started going to bars when I was 16. I got when ABC cards were legal. When ABC cards, Alcohol Beverage Commission, okay. They used to hand out IDs. If you didn't have a license, you can get in with an ABC card.
Okay.
That used to be legal. I got one when I was 16 years old. I was going into bars because
Is
I knew somebody.
One?
Yeah, but it was but it was the guy had the actual machine to print them up. So it was like, you know, all it was.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I started smoking when I was in seventh grade. You know, I started drinking at a young age. I'm done. I don't have to fucking get shit-faced anymore.
That's good.
You know, I'm not trying to drink any pain away.
I don't have to get shit-faced, but sometimes I want to get shit-faced.
Some people drink to forget.
I mean, yeah.
I don't need to. I mean, there's lots of shit I'd like to forget, but I'm okay. I think I'm well put together enough where I don't need, you know... I mean, it's a preference.
Well, it's not a question of need for a lot of people. For most people, it's one. I want to go out tonight. I had a shit week. I want to go out tonight and get fucked.
Yeah, but see, like if I have a a shit week for me, blowing off.
No, it's not even blowing off. I want to go out and have some fun. I had a shit week.
But that's what I mean. Your idea of fun is different from mine. I don't feel that way anymore. Yeah, I don't mind going out once in a blue moon.
No, but you're saying a lot of need. It's more want. I mean, need is for the people. Those people need to be
because a lot of people need it.
I wouldn't say a lot of people. There's some alcoholics that need it at this point, but I think a lot of people just want to go out. They want to have fun. It might not be fun to you, but it's fun to people like us.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the other half of it, but I still think there's people that need it.
There's alcoholics.
They would go fucking crazy if they didn't have something to do on the weekends. God forbid someone, those people out there that didn't have anything to do, that actually had to stay home, and couldn't do anything that they really needed to do, they would go fucking insane. It would make them depressed that they couldn't do it.
I mean, if it was all the time, it would make me depressed too.
Well, yeah, but I'm not saying that. But there's people that are addicted to that.
No, I could see that. But
you know,
I mean,
that have to have it.
No. I mean, I don't know anybody like that.
I mean, me personally, it's like, that's why I don't go to like all these different places, because there's the people that are going there. They're going there because they want to be there, because they want to do whatever it is they want. That's not what I want. So why should I get in their way?
It's a great,
you know what I mean? Like, really, why should I get in their way?
Yeah, because
I don't want to be in a setting like that, because it doesn't pick me up. You know,
it probably brings you down more.
Not necessarily. If anything, maybe I'm a little annoyed because I would have to be at their level as far as like consumption wise to feel okay. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to be like, I don't want to drink to that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you don't want to be hungover and you don't.
Right. I don't want to feel sick. I don't want to fucking stop somewhere at 2 o'clock in the morning and get like way too much to eat.
Boom. Best part of the night.
No way. Not
Didn't
anymore,
make
man.
To the, not on Tuesday night. Not I'm anymore. Like, let's get to bed. I said, need breakfast.
Hey, yeah.
So why do you need to be on the same level consumption wise with the people you hang out with?
If I'm in that setting, if I'm at a bar, a loud bar or something like that, if I it's one thing if I'm at a quiet place, quieter place. Like, say we were all hanging out in someone's house. Well, I don't have to leave. I'm fine there. You know what I mean? It's no big deal. Everyone's there. I can hear everybody. But if I'm at a real loud place, see, it's something weird about when you drink and you're at a place where everything's really loud. After you drink a little bit, you almost kind of phase it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You kind of blend in with the atmosphere. But if you don't really drink when you're there, that shit doesn't stop. It's constant. Your head starts pounding. I get an enormous headache, like to the point where I'm like, you know, starting to like put my hands up to my head. You know, to me, it's just like.
Yeah. See, for me, like I don't have. There's been a bunch of times where I was on call and your brother would text me and be like, you want to go out and get a drink? And I'm like, you know, fuck it. I'm not going to sit at home and wait for the phone to ring tonight. So I'll go out and the guys will pound 6, 7, 8 drinks, a couple shots, and I'll just sit there and milk my beer because I want to get out of the house.
What was it, like super loud?
Always. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
well,
just
you're
kinda,
different. You're not
it's
me.
It's just kind of – it's.
But know, that's my point, Chris. I'm not there anymore.
No, I
passed
hear you.
It, you know? There was a time where none of that kind of shit ever fazed me. I'm not there anymore, and I realize that. I'm accepting it. You know, I've learned to
– And you're okay with it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what am I going to be depressed about that?
I mean
– You know what I'm saying? Like,
it depends.
But why? Why should I be depressed about something like that?
I don't know. Getting older is depressing.
Yeah, but it's just, it's nothing that you can help.
Well, I guess it's not enjoying things that you once enjoyed is depressing.
Not really, because now I enjoy other
things.
Well,
if you're making, exactly, if you're making like a conscious decision, like just moving forward, then it sounds like you're just organically moving through life, which is good.
Yeah. I mean, like I'm not depressed about, oh, I wish I could.
I mean,
I wish I could go to a bar and hang out till fucking 3:30 in the morning. No. I'm not upset about that at all.
No, I mean, I do it so much now because I know one day I'm not going to.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. Know? Like I've been there.
Why I do it. I'm not doing it to get it in. No, what I'm saying is I'm not going to be able to do it. No, I think that's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, but I've been there though. Like in my early 20s, I always wanted to go out because I'm. You know, I feel like every day could be my last. Like, I just got to go out, you know, drink. But that was when I was young. I mean, like, I didn't really, you know, things were different back then. I was really enjoying my 20s a lot.
I guess
lot.
I'm, like, wording it wrong. I just want to, like, get out and enjoy life, period. And
yeah, but see, that kind of hits me differently because I don't see that as enjoying life, being...
You have to make it enjoyable.
But I'm saying, like, being cooped up in a bar, how is that enjoying life? That sounds ridiculous.
What's fun to one person isn't fun to another.
Yeah, but I mean, enjoying life would be, like, to go and travel and see cool places. I mean,
yeah, and I do that the best that I can.
That would be cool. Like, you know, instead of wasting all...
I mean, come on. You're talking about a $50 night at the bar as opposed to a $1,000 vacation.
First of all, there's no such thing as a $50 night at the bar.
How many times have you spent less than $50 at the bar, miss?
Oh, well, that's her. How many times have you spent $50 at the bar?
If I only feel like
that
having
one
a
night
couple
when
drinks,
you met my brother,
there's a couple nights where I've only spent $20-$30 when we go out for a couple beers.
Yeah, but I mean rare.
Normally, it's when wherever we go is dead.
Right.
If the atmosphere isn't fun, you drink less.
Right. But I mean travel. I don't mean travel like you got to go to fucking Greece. I'm talking about, you know, you could take a drive somewhere. You know what I mean? Like,
and in the summer, I go hard. I do all types of different things.
Yeah, but
time.
I mean.
But in the winter.
As long as I've known you.
I don't like anything.
I'll be honest
winter.
With you. As long as I've known you, everything that I've known about you since the day I met you till now, to me, it all sounds like a routine. Nothing's different to me.
You don't really listen to me all the time.
No. Hear me out. If the first things that would come to mind, concerts, big on concerts, frequent them often, you know, you're always going to concerts.
Yeah, you still think that.
Well, you every time I see you, you see another concert.
I've saw two concerts in the past 2 months.
Okay.
I saw 117 1 year in a year. So I get why you're like incorporating
that. We need to understand.
But wait a minute.
Most people don't go to one concert a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I mean, it's a thing that I like to do, but I don't.
No, I get it. But
it's not routine anymore. Routine would be something that's every weekend, right?
But you make it sound like it's so far fetched what I just said. Am I the only one that thinks that she goes to a lot of concerts?
No,
I think you all think that.
No, she goes to less now than she did. It's still a lot to people like us who don't go.
It's not about thinking it. It's about knowing it. You're the one who's telling us. It's not that we're spying on you.
No, I know.
We don't have like predator drones in the air watching you go to concerts and be like,
no, we
were
bombed her a long time ago.
No, but it's again with like the fun and everything else. What you think is going to concerts all the time is not to me.
Right, but I've known you for what, 4 years now?
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking concerts and it seems like that's all you
do.
No,
it gets less and less and less and less.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but that doesn't change that's what...
It's something about me that I enjoy doing. I'll always do it.
No, I know. Like he said earlier, if it was affordable to go to sporting events, he would do it more often.
Right.
You know, and I'm taking it as that.
No, that's not how I think about it anymore. I only go to concerts of shows that I want to see. Period now.
Well, he's not going to go and just watch any fucking sporting event.
That's what I would do. I would go to any fucking concert. And now I'm not anymore. Now I only go to things that I want to see.
See, I thought this whole time you were just going to see concerts you wanted to see.
No, I would go to... The thing is, I had this in my head for a little while. That when somebody asked me to do something, I was always going to say yes. So when everybody kept asking me, I kept saying yes. Because I wanted to broaden my horizons and broaden my music and broaden... Like, who I hung out with all the time and things like that.
And you came back with G-Eazy.
And I came back with what I liked, and now I am who I am when it comes to music and concerts and stuff. But, I mean, I guess I could see you guys thinking two concerts in 2 months was a long time. I mean, I guess a normal person only goes to a concert like once a year or something. I don't know.
Yeah, once or maybe twice a year. That's like the norm.
I mean, I'm
the average, I think, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
except for avid concert goers, which is what we thought you were.
I was.
Kind of still are.
Yeah,
I just want to go to bands that I really like.
Now you're just more selective about it, but that hasn't changed anything.
Yes. Well, no, I did. It was part of.
But it hasn't changed your like of it, though. Like, you still like going to concerts.
Yeah, but I
except now you choose to go to ones you actually want to see, not just going to anyone that comes by.
Yes, because going to anyone wasn't fun anymore.
Well, yeah, I guess not. It must have been a crapshoot going to shitty concerts.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to suck. That would bring me down.
Yeah, so that's what I got out of that. I do a bunch of different stuff, but I feel like a lot of stuff that I do – bored.
See, I noticed this. This isn't something that I just that sprung on me. I noticed this before the relationship I'm in now.
Okay.
Before, when I was single, before I met Sarah, and we used to hang out almost every weekend. Me, Chris, my brother, you know, Jeff, Sean, all of us, right?
Right.
And I always had great laughs, but. Even though I would still laugh, which was the best part of the night for me.
Absolutely.
I still was like, I'm bored. It's not fun anymore.
Okay.
I don't feel like I need, like, I noticed that there was a pattern. Like, I was drinking less and less, and gradually, though. It wasn't like, you know, 9 beers one weekend and then went to 3. It was like gradual, you know, like, but it just got to a point where it was like less and less. And I'm like, you know what? Because I started hating that feeling of getting up on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning and just being like, my fucking head is ready to explode. Like, I hear Tommy Lee playing drums in my head.
Right.
So it's like, it gets to the point where you're just like, mm. So then when you start playing little experiments with yourself. You're like, all right, well, next weekend, I'm going to kind of find my max. Like, where can I drink to where I don't have that headache, don't feel hungover the next morning? And once you find it, you're like, all right, let me stick with this for a little while. And then you stay with it, and you're like, all right. But then after you're okay with that, and you like level off with that, then you start noticing other things. It's like, well, we went to the same bars all the fucking time. Or, you know, it was the same shit all the fucking time. And, you know, certain people that we were with would complain about the same shit all the time.
So it was the same old bullshit over and over
again. Yeah, and we, like, never went anywhere, like, different. And it's not on anyone's fault. It's
That's life in the suburbs.
Exactly.
I mean, well, if you live in Center City, you probably got 150 bars within a 3-mile radius.
Yeah, but I'm not a fan of
No, I know you're city. Not. I'm just saying that's life in the suburbs.
You know, what I thought was a better idea, not everybody thought was a good idea. What other people thought was a good idea, I didn't think was, you know. So it was just like, you know, it was a lot of different opinions and stuff. But that wasn't even it either. Just the scene. I was done with the scene.
That's cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I didn't find it fun anymore to, you know, have to dress up to go to a bar. And it's just like, look, I'm just hanging with my friends. And now I'm going to fucking.
I love that.
I'm not going.
I love all
right.
Of that.
But I'm saying, you know, I don't want to. I'm done trying to impress people. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want
to. It's not about impressing people.
No,
man.
Like, I'm not talking about like my friends. I'm talking about just like, you know.
Checks.
Yeah. I mean, well, when you're single, you got to put something out there.
Yeah. But
you got to put a product out there. No one's going to buy it.
I know, but you're a guy and I'm a girl, so it's different. Like, I dress nice all the time because I'm a girl.
And you don't have to because you're a girl, too. That's the difference.
I do it because I enjoy
it. If I wore this to the bar every fucking time, I'd still be single. You know what I mean? No, nobody wears sweatpants and sneakers.
Like, you'd be surprised.
Know. Yeah, but I'm saying, though, like on a weekend, you know. When
you'd be surprised.
Well, really? Whatever. I mean, they're not ones that are walking out with anybody.
You'd be surprised.
Fuck off.
You know how many times, like, me and your brother have, like, you got to be fucking kidding me. This dude's got swishy pants on. They haven't been fucking in since 97.
Probably because his fucking cock is a third leg.
Well,
I mean, you know, he probably whipped it out. You know, a bunch of girls started lining up. He's like, I'll take you.
Possibly.
And you and you, and we'll get out of here. And then that was it. But yeah, I mean, I'm phased out. I've moved on to a new phase in my life. I'm okay with, like, I actually enjoy doing, you know, other things. Like, instead of going to the bar, like, I like going to restaurants with my girlfriend. You know what I mean? Like, I enjoy it. It's kind of nice, you know?
Yeah, I love going out to eat. It's one of my favorite things.
It's not even about the food. It's the atmosphere, because it's calm, and it's, like, it's very, like, tranquil. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, you are very calm, you know? There's not, like, crazy loud music playing. There isn't a shit ton of people you have to try to scream over. Like, that part of my life is, like, moved on. Now I'm more like, you know, if I could get, like, a bunch of people to go out to dinner, that would be fun.
Dude, everybody likes going out to dinner. You should do that.
Yeah, but
wouldn't you go out to dinner?
On a date.
You wouldn't with a bunch of friends?
If we were all bringing dates.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's not the same with guys.
Listen, if we were all going out to dinner, it was just stop before the bar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like we're talking about Final
Destination.
No. It's not like I normally hang out with your brother, Jeff, and Sean. It's not like the four of us are going to go out to dinner and pick up two bottles of wine.
It doesn't have to be that.
We're going to go out to fucking Chili's to get some food in us before we drink fucking 18 shots.
As much as I love wine, I can't drink it. I'll shit my brains out. No, but I mean, I'm talking about, like, the setting, like, you know, that.
I honestly like something more up-tempo.
Yeah, that's not me.
I like going out to dinner. I love it. Yeah. But I love food. That's my main thing.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm not complaining about that, but that's not, for me, it's the setting. I like the setting better. You know, it's calmer. It's more relaxed, you know.
Yeah.
You feel kind of like, plus you have a spot, you're comfortable. That's always a plus.
You didn't get a spot at the bar.
Sitting at the bar is not always comfortable.
Well, I don't really.
Because you got people that always need a fucking drink. If it's crowded, people are always bumping into you trying to get through to get a drink.
No, but you find like your little spot.
I know, but it's not like, it's not so, you make it sound so convenient. It's not like that everywhere.
It can be.
Life is different for guys than it is for girls.
Yeah, see, that's why it's hard. Like, and I don't mean this as a shot. It's hard talking to you because you don't have to go through the trials and tribulations of a man.
I can sense that. Yeah. Because things that you're saying, I'm like, that's so simple.
Right. Like, you don't have to pay cover, you know.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah, but rarely, you know. I mean, you don't have to do a lot of things. Guys have to buy drinks for people. Girls don't. Girls don't buy drinks for people.
No, not usually.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a different lifestyle for you guys. And I probably would have lasted longer in that phase if I lived it that way like you do.
If I was in a relationship, I'm sure I would be calmer. I know that is a tribute.
I mean, I actually have something more important to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, of course.
Like, I'd have priorities.
Right.
I was, like, dating someone I really liked.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's different. I mean, obviously, now it's moved on to a different stage. But at the same time, I really do believe that if I was single again, I don't think I can go through the bullshit of, you know.
Then how would you meet somebody, though?
You know what? There's that technology thing you brought up.
Go on Tinder?
Well, that would be just for fucking. After some of the stories I heard, I'm all for that. But that would be for slump busting. It wouldn't be for relationships, really.
Oh, there you go.
You know what I mean? I'd try one of the more real. Like, see, I always said to my brother, I was like, I don't know why you don't try, you know. I think my brother could actually.
Well, your brother's anti-technology.
Exactly. He's like pro-Amish anti-technology.
Yeah. Your brother gets home from work and churns his own butter.
Yeah. He like gets home and he clips on those curly hairs to his head. But that's what I mean. Like, I really do believe if my brother tried online dating, he would actually be successful at it.
He's got a beard. Beards are in right now.
Well, no,
touchdown.
It's not even.
Oh, my
even
God.
That.
My friend just told me about this website today, and she's part of it. Lumberjack Match or LumberSexualMatch.com.
LumberSexual.
It's you know how there was Metrosexual?
Uh-huh.
Now it's LumberSexual.
I don't understand you fuck
it's
wood.
It's like a grizzly man.
Oh, I'd be a fucking.
I'd be a
king. If I grew my beard back, I'd be a king. Yeah.
And the women.
I haven't done any manscaping since the summer. I'm a mess. I'm a full blown bear.
I would love it.
I have so much chest hair, I could literally
curl it with a fork. Beards.
I know. I'm just saying. I am a fucking Wookiee.
Yeah, they like beards, not Chewbacca.
Well, no, women that like the lumberjack type, it's not just about the beards. Because no lumberjack shaves his fucking chest or his arms or his armpits.
Yeah.
No lumberjack does that.
I mean, I'm not.
They're too fucking manly. They're too fucking manly to worry about. Yeah. You know, that's metrosexual stuff.
Yeah.
Men shaving themselves.
Yeah.
A real man doesn't shave. Anything? My father is a real man. The only thing he's ever shaved was his face, and that's it. He doesn't even do that anymore. He's never shaved anything. I could only imagine what he's got going on down there. He probably has a fucking eagle's nest between his legs.
That's gross.
It probably looks like an acorn stuck in a nest soft.
Ew.
Whatever, but that's a real man. That's
I guess.
I mean, my dad's not a meta. See, that's the thing. That's such a misconception.
But
that's,
I feel like you should trim it or something.
Why? But like, what's unhealthy about having hair?
I don't know. Like the impacted sweat or something. Like,
no, believe it or not, it actually forms a protective barrier. Number one. Number two. Look it up, and this is a fact. As a matter of fact, the show that I listened to in the morning talked about this, and I looked it up because I was astonished by the results.
It was true.
A lot of men that do shave down there have had to have surgery because of things going wrong. Like it's actually very common. It's like one in four men will actually get an ingrown hair that causes a huge cyst, infection, abscess, everything. And they actually have to have it surgically removed. One guy lost a ball. Because of it.
So ingrown hairs only are caused from shaving?
Well, I think that helps. I mean, no, listen to me. If you like lose a hair, like, you know, if a hair falls out or whatever, or you scratch your nuts and a hair comes off, you know, another one will grow in its place. So that's also could be an ingrown hair if it grows the wrong way. But
okay, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, but no, but from shaving, from doing, you know, manscaping.
Well, you don't have to shave, but I mean like trim, I guess.
No man's going to use scissors down there. Unless we're doing a brisk.
Just take a little off the bottom.
Yeah. Mazel tov.
I used to do it for my boyfriends.
With scissors?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Would you ever trust her with scissors around your dick?
I wouldn't even trust her with those fucking plastic covered scissors that they have in preschools. Around paper.
I'm okay with scissors.
Yeah, not around my Johnson, you're not.
Well, I trust in boyfriends. And I never clip them or anything.
Could you imagine she gets an artery or something down there? Forget it.
Seriously?
You bleed right out.
You guys really think I'm that dumb?
It's not about being... That's not about being stupid. That's just stupid on your boyfriend's or ex-boyfriend's parts for even considering having scissors between their legs. Whether it's you or a fucking no doctor does anything with scissors between a man's legs. Why should someone who's not in the medical field do it?
Scissors.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody uses that between the legs. Why is that even... Yeah, sure, go ahead. No problem, hon. You got this.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it's that big of a
deal. What does he do, helicopters? While you're fucking down there with scissors like a game? Fuck out of here. It's crazy talk.
I got skills, bro.
Yeah, it's, you know, and again, I don't put that on you. I put that on the guys that said it was all right because
I never clipped anybody.
Obviously, but they're out of their minds to think that anyone with scissors between their legs is okay.
Why?
You have an innie.
Yeah.
You are less likely to cut something than we are.
I know
that. We have a lot more protruding down there.
Yeah, but that's why I did it.
I don't know why you're arguing with a man about man parts. I just don't understand this.
I'm not.
Every man that could listen to this podcast right now would be on my side. Every man.
I use clippers then.
Okay, that's a little bit more realistic.
All right, there you go.
But that was also part of the study. Even clippers can cause ingrown. Because sometimes clippers sometimes while you're trimming, the clipper can still yank hairs out, which causes ingrown hairs that you can't catch. You won't know. It's not like you're like, oh, I saw one. You know,
yeah.
You don't see that.
Shit.
So when I heard that, and then I went online, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, holy shit. And they actually have, like, pictures of, like, surgeries that were done and pictures of pre-op pictures. Oh, I was going to fucking throw up. One dude looked like he had a head growing out of his fucking taint. Yeah. And I was like, It's like he's trying to give birth, but there's no opening.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, no, man, no, no. When I saw that, I was like, you know, I can go on a little hiatus with this right now. Like, I'm all right.
It's another problem caused by women.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the thing. The whole metrosexual thing, that was a woman's fault.
Of course.
Has How do you nothing. Know that?
No man.
Well, who would shave their. Who would put no, anything sharp near their nutsack?
No man has ever trimmed his fucking man bush until it became popular in like the early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s. Before that, nobody fucking did that shit. No guy did that shit. No guy cut his chest hair, waxed his back. That's a fucking woman thing. It was women that talked their men into getting it done, and then all of a sudden, it became a fucking trend. But that's not a man's invention. A man's invention is to not do anything. That's a man's invention, to do the least amount of work possible. Why do you think guys work out? You think they work out because they want to work out?
Yeah.
They work out because they have to, because no fucking whore will talk to them if they don't.
So a whole man's life is solely based around
pussy.
Men, yes.
Always?
Yeah, just like women's lives are based mostly around money.
What the fuck?
No.
Is that true?
Men make money because women like money.
Okay.
If men could live
so do you think a
in a cheap-ass apartment and be happy for rent, he would. But he wouldn't get the woman he wants.
So do you think that women only do what they do for money?
No.
Because that's what I'm thinking. You guys are saying that all guys do whatever they do.
First of all, you can never put yourself in any of the things that we talk about because you don't apply.
Why?
Because you're different. You're different in so many. We've always said that you were like one of the guys. You're not a typical girl. If you were a typical girl, you probably would have quit this show a long time ago because you'd be angry at all the fucking sexist things we've ever said. But you agree with more than half of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that doesn't make you a normal woman. It doesn't. You're still a woman. You're just not normal.
Obviously.
You're just not normal. You think more like a guy.
I'm not typical.
Yes.
Okay.
You're not typical. Sorry. You're not. You're not typical. So you don't understand anything that we're talking about because you don't hang. You don't hang
shocking.
In these circles.
Yeah, that was.
I'm more
shocking.
Accurate than you think I am.
And
about
not,
women.
No, I'm not arguing. I was. That comment actually blew me away.
Because you don't.
What blows you away about it?
That women, all women care about is money.
I mean, it's not all they care about, but women do care about money.
I mean,
more than men do.
Men care about pussy,
right?
And that's you need why they money make to money. Get pussy. I mean, you don't need a ton, but you need to make some.
Yes, but that's the whole point.
Okay,
a guy's life revolves around pussy.
Yes.
Okay. Anything that guys do is because of pussy.
Okay. Yes.
Just names all the gay shit guys do, like fucking shave their chest hair.
Yes.
You really think a guy wants to spend time shaving his fucking chest? Have you ever seen the old 65-year-old guys that wear the tank tops and they have the fucking hairs that are 8 inches long?
This is not what my chest looks like in the summertime. I just don't feel like fucking doing it, you know?
Everything a guy... Listen, if his girl broke up with him tomorrow, he'd shave his chest.
Absolutely. Well, no, I wouldn't shave my chest, really, because there's no... It's wintertime. I don't have to shave it now.
He's like, I'm not going
to. Yeah, I don't have to. Yeah.
All right, he'd shave his balls.
Yes. Yeah, I would.
But any type of shaving guys do, it's for pussy.
So you think that whatever women do, they do for money?
No, not necessarily.
Don't take it so literal.
Okay.
You're taking it way too literal. No, she's taking it too literal. That's not really what I meant. What I meant was is that majority of women care about money. And
in what sense, though?
Well,
they want a lot of it, or they just want stability.
Stability, security.
I mean, I could.
And unfortunately, in this day and age, to have stability and security, you have to have more than just a little bit of money. You can't get that with a little bit of money.
See, now you say you could agree with that.
I can agree with stability.
Then go out and make your own fucking money.
Exactly.
That's why I thought that women probably didn't care that much about it, because they make money now, too. It's not like the olden times. where they needed a man to take care of them.
No, but that's what women would rather have. Most women would rather have a man take care of them than them have to go and do all the hard work to get a well-paying job to make the money. Now, there are some women that want that.
Yes.
Want to not rely on a man.
That's what I
want. But those are feminists.
But I want
assholes.
Well, no, they're feminists. They're the anti-man. They don't give a shit.
Feminist is not an anti-man. I'm a feminist. I'm not an anti-man.
Feminists are
I'm not anti-man at all.
They're not pro-man.
I'm pro women.
Okay, but you're not pro-man.
I'm equal rights. Just treat a woman the way
feminist
you treat a man.
Has nothing to do with just equal rights. Sorry.
That's exactly the definition of it.
No. Feminists also are anti-man. And the moment a man does something they don't like, it's a feminist issue.
Listen, I don't fucking think like that. And I'm a feminist, so that's not true.
Okay, well, you, like I said earlier, you don't count with any of this shit.
So, no, I want to say something really quick, and then I want to see where that lies in your theory with society.
I would love to indulge this. I'd really like to take a break, though.
Oh, okay.
9:30.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, let's continue this. Right. So you know what you're going to ask me?
Yeah.
You got it in your head. No, I'm saying you got it all planned out.
Do you want to write it down?
No,
that's not what I mean. Like, because I'm not going to remember when we come back.
Oh, yeah, I'll remember.
Group text it.
Text Mark out. Yo, can you bring this? Can you talk about this?
Context clue it. All right, we'll be back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing collars?
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there. Just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Missy Dum Dum Style. Dum Dum Style. Missy Dum Dum Style. Dum Dum Style. Missy Dum Dum Style.
And we're back. Don't forget to go on radcast.com/jerseyjerks and donate.
Yes. Definitely.
Donate some monies. Yeah, that was funny as shit. Nick DiPaolo is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of our family.
Yeah. We have a funny family.
Well, he's funny.
I never heard any of his stand-up before.
Oh, he's great. His stand-up is top-notch, man. Very underrated. I'm surprised he's not more famous than he is. Like, I think he's up there with a lot of the best.
Yeah.
His material's always great. His writing
to
is
check him out.
Brilliant. The dude's bro. The one I think the first time I ever heard a Nick DiPaolo segment, like a stand-up, one of the things I can remember vividly, he was talking about how, you know, he doesn't understand why people are so upset when they test on animals. You know, like they do a lot of testing on animals to see if humans can go through, like, you know, certain things. And he's like, I don't understand. He's like, oh, what's the big deal? He He's like, I mean, if you can cure cancer, then I got some advice for you. Black is negative, red's positive. Hook that bitch up, hook the bitch up to the battery. Like, it just, he's so smart with this comedy. I like it.
Yeah, it definitely was funny. I didn't understand the one reference, though, that he just made about a shell or something, Silkwood or something.
Oh, it's a movie about like a melting nuclear power plant. Oh, okay. Everybody's dressed in like, you know, the hazmat type suit, you know, so to keep from getting radiation.
That's why I was like,
actually,
what did that
who
mean?
Was that? Meryl Streep, I think, was in Silkwood. I'm pretty sure. I'm not 100% sure.
Never saw it.
It's an older movie, way older movie. I think it's like late 70s, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So getting back to what we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. Before we left for the break, we were talking about. In your world, I guess, or in the normal world, or the typical world.
Here in Avatar.
That men mostly do whatever they do for pussy.
Pretty much, yeah.
And that women, their biggest concern in life is money. Not that they do everything that they do for money, but it's a large concern, I guess.
There are still a few good eggs out there.
Okay.
That don't care so much about money.
Not bloody eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, God. The bloody eggs. Ugh. I'm never going to be able to eat
eggs. Don't talk about it because it's just making me
nauseous.
Bobby's
not going to be able to eat for like 3 weeks.
Oh, that would be nice.
But, all right. So, like, what I was going to say, I guess I want to know where I fit into normalcy, I guess, is that, like, I can handle my own business. Obviously, I've been doing it. I'm fine. I have money to socialize, buy shit. Pay all my bills.
But you also don't pay nearly as much as men do. That's the other thing. Again, you don't understand what it's like being a man. You don't shell out nearly. You shell out a fraction of what
we
shell out.
I mean, men make more money, right?
Doesn't matter.
We should.
Technically, we should.
I'm kidding.
No, I'm not. It's a tax. It's a convenient tax.
Excuse me?
Listen.
He has a point.
I'm quoting. Give me a second. I just heard it not too long ago. It was a comedian. I don't want to steal his material. I want to give him credit. Bill Burr.
Okay.
The great Bill Burr, another fucking awesome brilliant stand-up. Comedian, said that, you know, I don't know why women bitch about making, you know, a dollar less an hour than a man. We should make more money than you because in that scenario – when you're on a sinking boat, it's women and children first, and we got to sit there with the band as we're going down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you want equal pay? Why isn't there real equal rights? Why does it have to be women and children first?
That's a really good question.
And there, that in that comment lies why men make more money because we don't live as long as women. We don't. For the most part, men don't live as long as women.
I was thinking a little bit differently than that. If a guy and a girl go out on a date, the guy's expected to pay. So in that scenario, he should make more money.
That's another great addition to what he's saying. But, you know, there are women out there, and again, not a lot, that also will pay too. They will offer to pay anyway. Or at least pay for half.
Well, if they don't offer to pay, they're an asshole. But they're not expected. They're not expected to actually pay. The guy just wants the offer.
Right, but that's another.
I mean, if you were going out on a first date and a girl offered to pay, would you or pay half of it? Would you accept it?
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah. Can I have the dessert menu, please?
No, you just want the offer.
No, actually, I don't. I don't. I really don't look for the offer in the first date. First couple dates, I don't look for the offer. I think once you start to realize, okay, it looks like it's going to be, you know, it's going towards that relationship type of thing. Mm-hmm. Eventually down the road, I want to see it because that's how you get to the next level.
See, I just want the offer.
Nah, not in the first date. I don't expect it on the first date.
What if you both know there's not going to be a second date? What if it was just bad? You still don't want the offer?
No.
I want it.
No, because
I just want the offer.
Well, then what's the point? It makes it easier to let go of that and just be like, well, fuck them.
Well, yeah, she didn't even offer. Fuck that bitch.
Well, exactly. It gives you one more thing to put in a negative category. Yeah. But in all fairness, I think the fact that, you know, women make – I honestly don't give a flying fuck what women make. Like, I don't care if they make less, the same, or more. I don't think it bothers me either way. I just think the whole point of that, and what Bill Burr brought up in his stand-up, I think actually holds water. And what you just said also holds water. I think that's a great point to add to it, if you want to make a case for why women don't make as much as men do. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm not really going to try and make a case for that. I kind of get it the way society is, and I understand it.
I mean, I'm not saying it's right. You know, I don't like I said, I don't care. I mean, there's tons of women I know that make way more money than I do. It doesn't bother me.
No.
I mean, my girl makes more money than I do now.
Yeah, but you're talking about different professions. I think when you're comparing money men and women make, you're talking about people in the same job. Men still make more money.
Well, I work with women that make more money than I do.
More experience. Yes. If somebody who is hired the same time as you and do the same exact job as you, I mean, research shows that men make more money.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's getting the gap is becoming smaller and smaller as time goes on.
You get fucking sued.
Well, yeah, because it's out in the open now. It's something that everybody talks
about. I actually read one where they talked with hiring managers and why men make more money than women, and the most common thing they said is men negotiate their salary where women accept the salary. So that's why men make more money, because men are better. They said men are better negotiators, but
I think that's bullshit.
It probably is.
Yeah, I think it's just a cover story is what I think that is. You know, because then after hearing that, wouldn't women just negotiate from here on out? And it's still not going to change anything.
Everybody that I know, bullshit excuse. That's a woman negotiates their salary.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, by negotiating their salary, they wear a shirt where you can see their tits.
Well, no, including myself, I negotiated my salary as well.
I'm negotiating.
All right, so I guess what I'm trying, I'm sorry, I didn't step on your point. In society, I guess. Because, you know.
You're different.
You're going to have a field day with this one. I'm not that smart when it comes to certain things. And a lot is the way that society is now, you know? Like, I don't...
This is like that moment in Anchorman 2 where Steve Carell says, you are a victim of your own ego and hubris. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that is like the exact same moment. Like, oh my God, Brick, did you just say something smart?
But like, I guess I'm stupid to some things. And... That is, I can do my own thing. I can handle my own problems, my own life, everything monetarily. But I would want somebody that can do the same thing and handle their own stuff. So that's what I mean when it comes to stability is important to me moving forward in a relationship, is that I want somebody that can handle their own shit, not handle their shit and my shit as well. And I don't know if I'm the minority.
Yes.
Most women want to be taken care of.
Most women want to be taken care of. Most women know. I say one out of, let's say,
like, do they want to quit their jobs or like,
what? Well, maybe a couple decades ago, it was more towards that. But nowadays, I think women would rather do something just to do something. But in all fairness, I think most women would not want to work too hard.
If they didn't have to.
Exactly. Now, granted, I know men feel the exact same way.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
But in nature, that's not usually what happens. That's why men do die sooner, because they work way harder.
Do you know a lot of women in your life? Like in the way, because I feel like your life is different than Fob's life. So do you know different
women?
What's
my life though? We didn't establish.
Well,
that.
I guess like profession wise.
My girlfriend's one of those. I'm lucky. My girlfriend's not one of those that.
Well, yeah, I kind of got
about,
that.
Yeah,
I kind of got that from the millions of times that we talked about.
Yeah, absolutely. She's not material at all. I mean, she likes material things.
Did you experience that a lot in your life?
In past relationships, sure. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I've had that experience. They weren't all like that, but I see it a lot more. Like I talk to people that are married and I'm like, I could never be married to someone like that. You know,
one of my very best friends, Tim, we dated when we were in high school for a long time. Like we were like high school sweethearts, but we've always maintained a friendship. We're still friends to this day. A couple weeks ago we were out to eat and, he said something about money. He makes a lot of money. He has a lot of nice stuff. Like, he's good. And he was just like, and I said, well, you know, money's never really mattered to me, so I don't care. And he goes, maybe you should change the way you think. And he thinks that I should care about that.
Because women can. And
yeah,
they can
and
get
he's
with
like, them. I don't know. Maybe you should.
Let me be quite honest with you, okay? Any woman who is, and again, this is part of the territory, and Chris will probably agree with me. Any woman who is considered attractive to men can do that, can want to have more money.
Okay.
Money.
And
because they can get that. They can get that.
Right.
Now, if you're a big, fat, disgusting, ugly slob, or you're just like, you know, I don't know, just someone who's just unbelievably hideous. Here's a quick funny tidbit. My girlfriend is not the type of person to ever say a mean thing about anybody.
Right.
Okay? Not at least not without reason. And I always sit there and be like, look how ugly this motherfucker is. And she's like, stop it. Right? last week, or I forget what store we're in, this girl walks by, and it looked like a fucking it looked like a fucking disaster in a lab. She wasn't like, you know, she wasn't a big girl or nothing. She was an average build. Her face was so jacked that my girlfriend turned around and gave me a look like, wow, she's fucking hideous. I was like, see? Like, it took that for her to snap out of her, you know, I'm such a nice person coma that she's always in. So I'm like, you know, see what I mean? Like, everyone feels that. You just, some people say it, some people don't. This girl was fucking hideous. She could never do that. Want money and get it. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
If you're an attractive woman, you can do basically whatever fuck you want and get it. Like,
but
your friend, Tim, mm-hmm. gave you decent advice.
I mean, he was dead serious.
Yeah,
he's my most rational friend.
He's giving you sound advice. If you really wanted to turn shit around for yourself, like financially.
I mean, I'm pretty much turned around.
No, and I'm not talking about quitting your job. So you want to add a little bonus money to your everyday life? You know what? Turn your shit around and get a man with money. You could do it. You get a man with money, whatever money you do make, you don't ever have to spend it. That's all yours. You get to put it away. Keep putting it away. And you just spend the guy's money. So your friend's giving you sound advice. You could make more money in a sense.
That sounds so bizarre.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
And I'm actually impressed that you think it's bizarre.
It's like,
but
I'm
most women salivate if they hear that. They're like, what? You know what I mean? Like, I'm all for that.
Oh, man, this is like opening up a whole other can of worms. All the worms.
Money worms.
No, like, wouldn't you feel like you were dependent? Wouldn't you feel like you weren't, like, holding your own then? Like, you're using somebody, essentially, kind of, right?
You mean you as the woman getting the money?
Like, wouldn't you feel guilt?
Well, then you have some sort of a conscience, but not necessarily. Some women don't care about guilt. They care about their future. They care about finance, like, you know, having a financially sound life.
There's so many stories.
Listen, man, you're either the 1% or you're one of the 99%ers. There's no middle anymore.
No.
There really isn't. You're either at the very top or you're at the bottom. If you ain't first, you're last.
That's true.
Praise baby Jesus. But seriously, it's true. It's like, you know, and a lot of women, I'm sorry, but people listening to this could be offended. I actually think it's a fucking great business move. If I could do it, I would. I absolutely would. Why not? Wouldn't you? If you had the talent, the gift to be able to find a woman that would basically take care of you, wouldn't you?
Well, it depends on the sacrifices you have to make. Like, if you have to...
Well...
If that fucking hideous girl that you saw in the mall, wherever you saw her, was a fucking multimillionaire,
She's not the only one, though. That's my point. Women can
I think it's a great bonus, and I do think that... I mean, not to sound like an asshole, but women who make money are a little bit more attractive than they would be if they didn't make money.
Let me give you a little example of my point.
Okay.
In my job, I have to deliver to quite a few residences, okay? And certain counties I go to are unbelievably rich.
Yeah.
There's certain spots in, say, Bucks County, for instance, where the homes are just like, wow. And, the things I deliver say doctor so-and-so on it. And when I ring that doorbell, there's always a woman answering the door. And this woman is in the middle of her workout, and she looks fucking dynamite. Now, believe it or not, there are occasions where I'll see the man at home, too, because he's working from home that day.
But like,
and most of the time, the man is not a big, fat, old slob.
But beauty he's is like, not forever. So,
no, but...
So then once this woman gets older, does he just... Then all her finance and security is gone because she's not pretty anymore. Is what it
all
sounds her, like.
All his finances?
All hers are.
No, I mean,
no. It's
no.
Not if they get divorced.
Yeah,
I
she makes
like
half.
Prenups involved then.
There may be, but they never... No prenup... I mean, no marriage will ever allow a woman to leave with absolutely nothing.
Why do you think she's especially working out like it's her job?
Exactly.
It is her job.
She has...
To stay pretty.
Right. You know, women will answer the door in, like, you know, workout clothing, breaking a sweat, and you see, like, you know, their little young kids at home. She's basically a homemaker, you know, really. And
that
she
sounds
takes,
horrifying.
No, she takes care of the house, the kids, and she looks like she's doing okay at it. The fucking house is gorgeous, and it's fucking, you know, spick and span clean. Can't see a speck of dust anywhere. So she's obviously doing something good. And she's working out. She's watching TV. She's baking muffins. Who knows what the fuck else she's doing. But she seems to be living a life because the fucking car in the driveway is a Tesla. You know what a Tesla is?
Yeah, a couple of people I work with have them.
They're expensive cars.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, you know, the American version of Aston Martins, basically. Right. Or Maseratis, something like that. I think she's doing fine, really. I think she's doing fine. And she looks really happy. And she's a good-looking woman.
So I guess it depends on what kind of woman you are, then.
Sure. Sure. Listen, man, there are women out there that bust their fucking balls and make a shit ton of money, and they don't look for men to take care of them. But there's also a lot of women out there who break their fucking balls and make a shit ton of money that still want a man that makes a lot of money.
And then men are okay with this just because what they're doing is for pussy, so they get this hot pussy.
Let me paint a scenario for you. And this is something that kind of hits close to home, okay? It's kind of in my wheelhouse. So I'm not going to say anyone or even reference anybody, but okay. I'm just going to paint a picture. So there's a woman that I know who is very, very well off. And she did it all on her own. She went to college. She got her master's or doctor, whatever the fuck. And she's like she has a very high position in a very, you know, large company.
Okay.
She makes a lot of money. She's in financing, actually, for this company.
Cool.
She's good with money. She's great with money. She has a beautiful place, you know, in an expensive part of the city.
Okay.
She comes from money. She is looking for a man who makes more money than she does. And she already makes six figures. Okay?
Shit.
Fuck you, bitch!
Okay. Now, let me... She is not a knockout. She is not... she's not ugly. She's average at best.
Okay.
Okay? She's in shape. You know, she's got an average look to her. Nothing that stands out in a crowd. Nothing that's like, you know, you'll sit there and like, you could have like 100 girls at the bar. You may not notice her.
Okay.
Okay. But not for bad reasons. I'm not saying like.
She just blends.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It kind of falls into the backdrop type thing. All right. No man that makes a lot of money is going to want her, even though she makes a shit ton of money. A man would rather get a woman who's a fucking knockout and makes nothing than have her and actually build a real fortune along with his money.
Of course, because he already made his fortune.
Exactly.
He doesn't need anybody else's money.
Exactly.
Or really want anybody else's money.
Now, this woman that I know doesn't necessarily write off men that make way less money, but she would prefer a man that makes the same or more.
Did she tell you why?
No, I don't want to talk too much specifics. Okay. I'm just painting a general picture. Now, and I will never say this to this person. It's not my place to, but she'll never get the guy she's looking for.
Okay.
And she's not even into the whole looks thing. She'll basically take a fat old guy. That's how money, that's how important money is.
Well, that's what she's going to end up getting.
No, she's not.
A fat old guy?
A fat old guy can still do better than her. That's my fucking point. A fat old guy could get a hotter woman than her. And why not? He worked hard enough. That's what he wants. He can get it. Because there will always be a woman like that out there for him to choose from. He doesn't have to settle for her or anyone else for that matter.
See,
if that's important to him, he'll get what he wants.
I think money should be somewhat important, but it shouldn't be a determining factor.
I'm not saying that this is the way of life that everyone should go by. I'm bringing this up to kind of, you know, make a point.
No, but like my point is, for me, like if you meet a girl in our age group who is, you know, making minimum wage, both of us do physical jobs.
Right.
Okay. At some point,
I pulled
it. One of us may get hurt at work where you have to be out of work for 3 months, 6 months, a year.
It's
whatever.
Coming. It's coming. I think I might have a hernia.
Exactly. Okay. So you kind of want to get – I'm not looking for somebody who makes six figures or makes a shit ton of money or even more money or even as much as me. But you want somebody who can carry the weight if you, God forbid, had to go out of work.
Now, see, that doesn't concern me either. I just want someone that I can actually get along with and doesn't annoy me.
So if your girlfriend worked at Wawa, you wouldn't care?
No.
All right.
Mm-mm.
Like she's just...
I don't care if she was unemployed. I wouldn't care. It wouldn't bother me. Hmm. It wouldn't.
That's good.
Because it's not about what... See, for me, it's not about what she does for a living or how much she makes. It's not. It's about her.
It's about...
I don't care about what she makes or what she brings home or whatever.
But
that's not
my
concern.
Would you have given her a shot in the beginning?
What do you mean?
Would you have been like, oh, this chick just works at Wawa. I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, why not?
I mean,
who am I to fucking sit there and I'm not one of those. I'm not a rich guy, obviously. You know, I don't have the same mentality as these people I've been talking about.
Oh, no, I don't think you do. I'm just asking questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? I mean, that doesn't make her.
I wouldn't give a shit. I have friends.
Yeah, I don't care.
Actually, I had a conversation with a couple people.
There was a girl I remember before I met my girl that actually worked at a Wawa that I would go to that Wawa, out of my way to go to that Wawa so she'd be there because I knew she'd be there. Just to like, you know, try to.
Yeah, build a rapport.
Yeah, she's a cashier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
no, it's funny because I had a conversation with a couple of my friends at the bar like a month ago. It was the night my purse got stolen. So like a month ago. And the one girl that was working at the bar, I said to my friend, I'm like, yo, I think that girl like has a thing for you. And he's like, I'm like, she's cute. You should like whatever. And he's like, oh, I don't know. He's like, she's a bartender. And I was like,
now, listen, if you say it'd be hard for me to date a stripper nowadays, even though I've done that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, today I couldn't do something like that. It's not about the money, obviously. It's not about
what he said it's
about. Yeah.
He said it's because she didn't seem ambitious. So
you can't say that about somebody you don't know.
See, right. That right there.
He seems to know her a little.
But that right there, what he said is kind of along the lines of the mentality that I was describing.
Okay.
Someone who cares about people's ambitions and, you know, like pushing themselves to limit to being a type A personality. Those are the ones that I was talking about. The ones that want a lot. Right.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. The people like you and I who don't care what other people do for a living, who are more accepting of people, you know, we don't care. I mean, granted, don't be a drug dealer.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, don't be something that's, you know, obviously not going to be a good future. But at the same time, like, if you work, hey, if you make sandwiches at Wawa, one day you could be the manager, store manager, and they do pretty fucking good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then you could be a district manager and then a regional manager and then you work in a home office and then it's not
I think probably because he's like 26 and he makes like over $80,000 a year, I'm thinking that he probably wants somebody in that.
Well, right there, this day and age, a 26-year-old, if you're making over $80,000 a year, that's obviously he's already ambitious.
Yeah, he's very ambitious.
Today, it's not easy to make more than that at 26 years old.
Yeah, I know.
There's so many fucking kids that have, you know, incredible degrees from college that can't get a job at all.
He has a shitload of degrees.
Well, whatever. I mean.
But, like, yeah, so I didn't know that. I don't know. The whole scene is very. Luckily, I feel like everybody in my age group hopefully has the same mentality.
No. Maybe your group, but not age group.
Like 35-year-olds, you don't think they all think like I do?
No. God, no. That's why I said you don't. You're not typical.
Yeah.
You know how many 35-year-old women out there are fucking starving for an older man with tons of money?
No, I don't know one.
Well, I'm saying, but you don't. That's what I'm saying. You don't hang out in those circles.
No.
Not for nothing, but your circles would never collide.
Okay.
It's like oil and vinegar. There's just no way. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They just.
I gotcha.
Yeah, it's completely different spectrums, sides of the spectrum. You know, I mean, you guys are all laid back, want to have fun, laughs, this and that. You know, these girls have a plan. They go out to meet a plan. You see what I'm saying? The people I'm talking about, they go out to meet a man because they have a plan. It's not because they go out just to have a good time. They're hoping to meet the guy, you know?
Yeah.
You're not doing that. You're going out to have a good time, hang out with friends and experience whatever like you guys are doing. These women, they get all dialed up. They wear diamonds. They get their hair done. They go out to try to impress a man that they want to pursue.
The kind of man with money.
And those circles, that circle doesn't happen at the place you go to.
No.
Exactly. But that's my point. You know, that's why you're not the typical, you know. But there are a lot of women in your age bracket that are into that kind of thing. You know, maybe not so much, you know, where you hang out or whatever, obviously, because like I said, it's not, you're not going to see it, but it does happen a lot more than you think it does. I think actually the way you are at your age is actually more rare than what I'm talking about. I think that's more common.
So then I guess, and I don't know how to word this, so I'm going to word it the best way I can for like lack of better words. So am I a better catch than a money-hungry bitch, or am I a stupider one? And then the rich guy wouldn't want to deal with a stupider girl.
Nah, see, that's no. That's
because he's probably like, she doesn't even know her worth or something.
The women that the majority of the women that do go after men for money, most of them don't have decent paying jobs.
Ah,
you see what I'm saying? Plus, they're very materialistic, extremely materialistic. They want things.
Yeah, I mean,
they want expensive things, I mean, shoes, purses, jewelry, you name it, a car.
Do you have the same feelings that he does?
It's not about feelings. I'm describing, for the most part. Okay. I'm describing a type of woman. It's not a feeling. This isn't an opinion of mine. This really happens.
Is it the majority of women?
No, I don't think it's the majority.
It all depends. No. I mean, if you want to meet girls like this, or you want to see girls like this, go to a more like ritzy upscale bar.
Go to Rittenhouse Square.
Exactly. Okay. Go to places like that. Yeah. That you'll see these women.
Yes.
If you go to the bars that you go to around here and in Philly, the same places that I would normally go to, you meet more people like yourself.
Okay.
Let me tell you something.
So I'm good.
There are guys at my job that do what I do, but they've been doing it for a long time, and they, you know, they work a lot more hours than I do. They make a lot of money. These guys drive Mercedes. These guys have beach houses.
My guy makes a lot of money.
Check this out. Uneducated. You know what? I'm not even going to say that because I don't want it to sound like an insult. I'm not going to say uneducated. Don't make it an insult. No.
Don't downgrade it.
People that don't know what people at my job do, as far as money-wise, how much they make, they don't really think two things about it. So let me give you an example. There are times where I have to work in Rittenhouse Square, and I see these women that I've been describing. And let me tell you, when they see somebody like me or another person like me at the same job, and they see what we do, they look down on us. Now, they don't have a job. because this is in the middle of a work day and they're walking around with their Fifi dog and their expensive boots and like fur coat and all that stuff. So they obviously don't work. They are married to someone that works in this section of, let's say, Rittenhouse Square. They only make that money because their husband makes that money, because they went after that kind of man that makes that money to live this lifestyle. They look at us like we're shit. But if you take away your husband, I'm a fucking king compared to you.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's guys that have been doing my job for 20 years that have a nice shore house in a nice, at a nice beach, not a shitty beach.
Right.
Nice beach. And they are very happy. They have kids they could put through college and all this other shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. But because of the perception of what we do, to them, it looks beneath them.
So they want like exorbitant amount of money.
That's that's what I'm describing.
Like money you can't even spend in a lifetime.
It's what I'm describing as this specific type of woman. They're out there, and there's a lot of them that are out there.
And it's not always money. Sometimes it's even like prestige from the job. Like some girls would date an accountant who makes less money than a guy who does a job like you do, because they could say, my husband's an accountant, my boyfriend's an accountant. There's some that
I see that.
I think it's because of the status. The status. The way it looks. Mm-hmm. I mean, if people who care what other people think.
Yes.
Yeah. But at the same time, if it was a huge difference in money, an accountant, for instance, compared to say someone in my field, then no, I think they would go with someone in my field if they made that much more money, like a lot more money. There's a certain line where I can agree with what you're saying, but when it gets to a point where it's way too outrageous of a difference, then it's like, no way. Then the accountant would be in the toilet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it is about lifestyle too. I mean, it's not just about the physical money and getting things. It's about wanting to have a family and raise them in a big house. With a big yard and a big – women have dreams and fantasies that, you know, some women do anyway, that actually work towards it. Like, say, you know, trying to be as pretty as they can fucking be, getting tit jobs and butt implants or whatever the case right. They need to make some sort of statement in society to say, hey, look at me. I'm the trophy wife you've always been looking for, you know? Mm-hmm. And guys, these are the women that don't do – anything but service their men, because they know that's the quickest way to get into a permanent position in their quote unquote company. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah, because why give the guy shit? He's got everything you want. Do what you need to do to make him so fucking blind with happiness that he never wants to let you go, and you are on the fast track to fucking riches. This is women. It's almost like there's a school for women to do this.
Yeah,
because they all seem
like
to have. They all
sounds
seem,
like you cut class that day.
It all seems like they have like a similar game plan. And what's hysterical is these women become friends with each other because they all live on the same neighborhood and they all have like similar stories. You know, it's never like, oh, well, the woman's the doctor and the man's the stay-at-home dad. I mean, it happens once in a while, but not for the most part. You know,
sounds like the perfect fucking life.
It does, really. I would love to be a stay-at-home dad. I would be cooking. I'd be cleaning toilets. I'd be washing the fucking kids' asses and, you know, fucking go to bed. You know, do your homework. Whatever. I wouldn't give a shit. I'd breastfeed if I had to. For that, I'd shape. Just a little circle.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just funny. It's like women in that society, in that part of society, high society, they all have like a similar motive. Now, granted, there's also women in that society that are self-made. There are women that are doctors. They're like, you know, chief of medicines at hospitals. And, you know, they're everywhere. I mean, there's a lot of them too. More now than ever. You know, but at the same time, the other women that I've been discussing this whole time, they're like roaches. They don't die. That will never change. There will always be a nice percentage of women that want that do that. I mean, look at women that go to strip clubs or work at strip clubs.
Yeah.
The majority of women that work at strip clubs,
they're working their way through school.
Yeah. They don't want to go to school. They don't want to work. They're doing that as a stepping stone to get to, you know, a lot of strippers end up marrying these guys that I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And their workout is the pole. You know, they're basically their interview process is the businessmen showing up at a strip club. And right. if it's a high-end strip club, even better.
Yeah.
You know, more chances of landing a higher status man. So, listen, and I said, I'm not downplaying this. What I'm saying is it's actually it's a pretty brilliant move if you're a woman to do stuff like this. Like, I don't necessarily look down on it because I don't fall in that category. So it doesn't affect me. You know, I wouldn't, I don't want to date a stripper either way. You know, if I was single, I don't want to go out with a stripper. Regardless, if I made lots of money or not, I'm not going to choose a stripper. It's kind of grosses me out now if you think about it. You know, sweating all day, men sweat all over you, people touching you. Keep that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want that.
Yeah. I feel you.
You know, if they're having a bad day, they might do a little bump to keep themselves going. You know, I don't want to deal with that. That's a lifestyle I don't want, you know. But at the same time, because it doesn't affect me, I look at it as like watching like TV. It's kind of a brilliant move. I mean, they're using what they were born with.
I mean, I agree with you.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they're using their own goods. Like, no school, no nothing.
Yeah.
They're using themselves as a tool.
I actually used to use that as an argument with people, and they used to get, like, offended by that.
Really?
Yeah, because I thought I would always say I thought strippers were geniuses.
They kind of are. I mean, there are some that do it because they don't have a choice. That's rare.
Yeah, but they always try and play the strippers as victims. Like, oh, their daddy didn't hug them enough
well,
or something.
That's that. I don't count them. They're all fucked in the head.
But
I'm
like,
talking about the ones
like
that are just like,
while.
You know, the girls in high school are like, I'm just so pretty, you know, and I get whoever I want and this and that. And then they don't go to college because
they capitalize on their looks.
Exactly. Yeah. And they end up saying, well, you know what? I can make a shit ton of money stripping. I'm going to do that.
They do.
And they make a shit ton of money and they get nice places, a decent car. Then they meet a man who gets all that shit for them and then they're done stripping.
Yeah.
It's like a stepping stone to being the CEO of some dude's fucking bedroom.
Yeah, that's just fucked up.
I know it is fucked up, but at the same time, it's like
I don't think I'm ever going to meet a millionaire and get married to.
See, I would never say never. If I was you, I'd never say never. I would never say never. Why would you say never?
I think you have just as
much of a chance as probably any other woman out there.
I've never met that many millionaires in
but
my
that's
life.
Your fault.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't put yourself in that circle. You hang out with all like, you know, crumb bums. I mean, you know, you just. You basically are.
You say that. Look at where you work.
Yeah.
Not just your building, all over down there. There's got to be millionaires all over the place.
Yeah, your
Maybe.
Building alone's got probably like 10 millionaires in it. At least,
and
10
and
millionaires.
If not millionaires, tons of people who make six figures.
Yeah, yeah, but they're all married. But they know people with money that aren't.
Ah, I see.
You got to network.
I got to network my way into a millionaire's pocket.
It's true. I mean, there are people that do that and they're successful at it, man. I wouldn't knock that at all.
I mean, I'm not knocking it because I don't want to be an asshole, but.
You don't have to be an asshole. I just think it's a smart business decision for any woman nowadays that, you know, wants a better life.
It just sounds like such an ulterior motive. It just sounds
You know,
wrong.
Maybe it is. Maybe morally it could be wrong.
Yeah.
But who am I to say it is or it isn't? All I'm saying is it's kind of a brilliant move if you think about it. And I think that if men could do it as well as women, they would have done it already. Or they'd be doing it consistently too. You know, that's a perk that no group of men could ever master. I mean, you'll have like senior citizen, rich wives, widows with shit ton of money that want like the company of a young boy or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They'll call an escort service or some shit and they'll get some fucking, you know, some Magic Mike looking dude show up at the door. But let's be honest. That dude, even with all the money in the world that bitch has, he ain't marrying her.
Yeah.
You know? She's got to be somewhat doable.
Or one foot in the grave.
Right, yeah. Well, he ain't getting nothing.
Buried up to her head.
I'm burying you.
You're on a Will Ferrell tonight.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just funny the way shit works, man.
It's crazy for it's sure.
Really. Now, you know, listen.
Not, I mean, it's not that crazy.
Again, I thought it was like stereotypical like movie.
Again, crap. I don't want to fucking sit here and make it sound like, you know, all women are like this.
No, I didn't. I wasn't.
It's not. That's not what I'm saying. That's just a type of woman that there is a lot of. But there's, again, there's also a lot of the self-made women.
Is
you know?
There a lot of women like me?
Yeah.
Stupid? Yeah, there's tons of them.
They're all stupid. No, <I'm just>
oh, yous.
No, no. There are a lot of women like you. I mean.
And then what do they do?
In a sense of, now again, we're talking about people that, you know, aren't looking for the almighty dollar in men or whatever. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what else you mean by that. You talking about intelligence? What are we talking about here?
No, what, if the way that I'm going, how am I going to find love?
How are you going to find love? It's that is all up to you, how you're going to find love. It's what you choose to do, where you choose to be. I mean, love
I
can happen.
I was just going to do my normal thing and then hope for the best.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing. You have this routine that's your normal thing. It's like, if you think you're going to find love in that way, then great. Good. I mean, good luck.
Thank you.
But at the same time, if you're looking for a change of pace, you're going about it the wrong way.
I just don't know what change, I guess. What do you change?
No, no, no. Not change you. I'm saying things that you do. Maybe a change of pace, a fresh change of pace. Like, let's say you go to the same group of places all the time. Well, maybe you should try going to a different place in a different town or a different, like, you know, maybe a different style of place. You know what I mean? You seem more of like the dive bar type girl or, you know, the loud music type girl or whatever. Like, you don't seem like a girl that goes to like a ritzy cocktail lounge. You know what I mean?
No.
Well,
I mean, I go to Steven Star restaurants.
Maybe once in a blue moon. Maybe just as a for shits and giggles.
Well, once a month we go to a different Steven Star.
Okay. Well, what?
It's a restaurant.
It's fancy.
Right, okay.
You're sitting at a table with your friends eating dinner. How do you expect to meet somebody
that's,
doing that? No, you're not going to meet
go
somebody.
Go to like a
you're
wine bar.
You're going to meet somebody who's rude as shit to walk over to your table and start talking to you.
Go to like a, like for shits and giggles, like once a month, you and a couple of choice friends, things, you know, that might help your case.
Right, the ones with the neck tattoos and.
Yeah, cover all that shit up. Go to like a wine bar or like a really you know, classy, like, cocktail lounge. Okay. Listen, a wine bar doesn't just sell wine.
I know,
you could still
I...
get your fucking PBR.
What about a whiskey bar?
Can you get PB&J?
A what?
A whiskey bar.
Well, see, that's more rock and roll. You know? I'm just giving you a suggestion.
I know, I appreciate
I'm saying
it.
As a change of pace, if you want to try something new, just to say that you tried it, that you experienced it, try going to, like, a wine bar. You know? Try it. You never know what could happen. You may meet somebody who will knock your fucking socks off. And you'll be like, whoa, I'm coming back. You know, that shit happens all the fucking time.
Gotcha.
You know, I can't tell you how many times I was told we're going to a place I've never been to. And I'm like, sounds horrible. And then they go there and I'm like, I want to come back. You know, because you thought it was going to be something you weren't going to like. And then all of a sudden it was like the best place ever. But it's all up to you, though, you know.
I feel you.
But, yeah, I mean, that's one. You just open up. You claim that I'm so close-minded. Well, I'm asking you to open your horizons.
I mean, I feel.
And think of different, like, landmarks to visit, to go and do things, to
I
meet
do.
New people.
I do. I meet new people all the time.
Oh, yeah, but where you go, you meet the same kind of people all the time.
Yeah.
That's my point. Change the fucking genre a little bit. You know? Get away from the pop and get into some jazz. Or you know what I mean. Like, go a different route.
Yeah. I understand.
You know? Like, let's say Chris went to a sports bar all the fucking time. Let's just say he just frequently went to a different sports bar. It's the same theme. Okay? After a while, it's like, I'm not doing so good here. Not really anything I... can you know
I understand though
and then one day he's like you know what I'm gonna go to I don't know a really nice upscale bar drinks are a little high price but let's just see what happens go for an hour see what it's like he goes there boom two girls he meets both hot. Now he's got to figure out which one is going to be the easier catch.
Take them both home.
But well,
and strike out.
Well, if that's a possibility, great. You know, if that could be done, perfect. But realistically, he's got to start playing the chess game in his head. Which one's going to be the easier one?
Right, the chess game.
The chess game, right.
She's got bigger tits.
It's a chess match. He's got to think 20 nipples ahead.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, it's – then, but then he realized, like, you know what? This place is more like it. Like, all right, perfect example. During that time that I was single and we used to hang out a lot more, we used to pretty much go to the same places all the time, and it got boring. And then do you remember when we went to the piano bar in Philly?
Yeah.
We had a blast. We had a blast. We met people.
Mm-hmm.
We were all talking to chicks. It was a good time. It was a different atmosphere. It was something we weren't really used to as much. Like, it was something, you know, completely off the grid for us. Had a blast. I always said I wanted to go back. Never did. You know, I mean, obviously things have changed since then. Right. But still, it was like we had a blast. And I was like, yeah. Or that one time we went to Old City. And we went to that place that it's not around. It's the same. It's a place that changes
bars. It changes names every 6 months. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, we go to this place. We had a blast. Met some chicks. Talked to them. You know, tried to hook up our friend, but he decided to talk to ET instead.
She looked like a horse.
She did.
She looked like a horse.
Yeah. She looked like the Family Guy horse that shows up in every once in a while. What did you mean by that? So, yeah, I mean, it was a different change of pace. It was like, all right, this is cool. We got to come back. We got to do this. You know, that's what I mean. Like, venture out of your comfort zone. You know, try something new. You might like it.
I got it.
Why are you looking at me like I just stepped on a cat? Like,
I wasn't even looking
at you. I thought you were looking at me. You're like this.
No. I was looking into the camera, actually. Just by being weird. All right, I understand. I think I'm okay. I think I'm going to dial in. I'm all right with it. I'm just playing. I'm not dying alone. I'm way too off.
No, the killer then will be there with you. Yeah, hey, man.
It was good to hear your perspective.
It is what it is, but I really do think that your friend gave you some decent advice.
I don't know. He was dead set. I looked at him and I laughed and he goes...
Why? I mean, listen, you make it sound like it's...
I don't know, he's kind of offended.
Really? You were offended? I would take that as a compliment. I wouldn't think that would be...
like to think
don't you think
I,
a woman would take that as a compliment more than an offensive...
Like to think that I...
Not her, but normal women, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would...
No, to think that I was like kind of that... person, that kind of person.
No, he's like he's already
he's implying that you're hot enough to get one of those guys.
Yeah, to be that person if you wanted to be, yeah. But you're not. That's the point he was making.
Yeah,
I don't know why that's insulting. I thought that
was it wasn't insulting.
The girls you're thinking about, the girls that Fab been talking about, they're. I mean, good for them for using what they have, but they're still shitty people for doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's a middle ground,
right?
There is a middle ground. You don't like. Financial security doesn't have to be the number one determining factor, but it should be a factor in there somewhere.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, number one, that would...
No, it shouldn't even be in the top five, but it should matter at some point.
Definitely matters, but definitely not top five.
See, that's I don't think it matters to you even a little bit.
What, money?
Yeah.
No.
Nah. I think you're so accustomed to not having it. I mean, not having it like...
Yeah.
You're so accustomed to being broke as fuck.
Nah, that's not what I meant.
No, I know what you mean.
You live a pretty fun life without needing all that money, and I think you're...
I'm like okay with it.
You know.
I mean, I would like to make more money.
Sure, who would?
I'm ambitious in that sense, but...
I mean, you're supposed to be a rock star as of right now. What's going on?
Drop the ball, man.
Yeah, you were supposed to be a millionaire years ago.
I know. I still do feel like it's going to happen.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
It is, don't. Don't try and bring me down.
You still what? What was that?
I still think it's going to happen. I'm unsure how, I guess.
Right. You at first you thought it was the show. Now you realized
I'm like,
no chance.
I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
You were on major drugs back then.
Yeah. I was drinking too much or something.
So, yeah, it's not going to happen.
If I do become a millionaire, it's going to be because I earned it, not because somebody gave it to
okay,
me.
Okay, now I'm not saying that this is exact, but that's kind of like an example.
Okay.
Okay, look at the guy. He's the multi-millionaire, and that's the trophy wife.
Yeah, she's hot.
You see? Like,
yeah, he's like a fat Larry David.
Yeah. Fatty David. But that's like, you know, these are the women that I was describing earlier.
Don't rich men want women with, like, great personalities and stuff, too, or no? Both of your faces. Oh, my God.
I want one. I want a girl with a good personality. Right, I'm happy. I'm happy because I feel lucky in the sense that I have a girl with a good personality. If I was rich, I'd still want a girl with a good person. See, that's what I mean. Like, I don't want someone who's a shell of a person.
Right.
These men do because they don't care. They're so busy in their life making their money that they just want to come home and fuck the hottest girl in the world because they have to go back to work.
It's like American Psycho. Do you remember that part in the movie where they're all sitting around talking and they were like talking about hot girls and they're like, oh, hot girls.
My favorite line in that was like, he's like, yeah, he said that. What would he say? He said something like, I don't know. He had an accent or he was telling a story. He's like something about the best women can be. And he's like, and that's with a stick or something like that. Like,
oh, with the head on the stick.
That's it. Yeah. Head, yeah. Oh, my God. I was dying. It was hysterical.
But they say in it, they're like, oh, only ugly women have good personalities. And then they're like talking to the models in the bar. The model's like, you think I'm stupid? And he's like, yeah. Pretty much.
Well, see, the thing is, and again, I don't want to generalize it to every single one, but women who are like, you know, like the kind of woman I just showed you, like, you know, the trophy wife, tens or whatever you want to call them, mm-hmm. You know, the majority of them aren't exactly the brightest because they are the ones I've been talking about. They don't care about school. They don't care about math. They care about some guy taking care of them and showering them with gifts and money. And that's what they do. That's their skill, is to look the way they do and suck the chrome off a trailer hitch.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So they sharpen their skills in and out of the bedroom.
Holy shit.
Because
it sounds so diabolical.
Yeah, but you know what, though? It's the oldest profession in the world.
That's true. It was a trivia quack.
Trivia quack? Just ducked out on us. It's a trivia quack.
It's a trivia crack question.
Are you all right? Sounds like Gilbert Gottfried's laugh. It's a trivia quack. It's like duck stroke, right?
Yeah, I did. Totally fucked up.
Yeah, it was a trivia quack.
Well, thanks for the lessons on life.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
I'm just amazed that.
Do you ever think your life's so fucked up because you take our advice?
No.
She never takes.
How far do I take your advice?
Yeah, I was going to say, when does she take our advice?
Yeah.
Her life's fucked up because she doesn't take our advice.
See, I have, like, I know people that.
We've always been right, for the most part, when you brought problems to the table.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Dead on, usually.
Yeah.
There's some things that you haven't been right about, though.
Well, you never made light of them.
I mean, even when you said it, I would brush it off like you're insane. So,
oh, I'm insane.
But, I mean, I know a lot of people, like, because obviously hanging out at concerts and stuff, you get to know and meet a lot of different people. And I've always met a lot of people that didn't want to be with the rock stars for the money, but more like to be around somebody famous, it seemed like. It didn't seem like they wanted this person.
You talking
to
Marco or?
No. But, like, is that, I guess that's a thing as well?
Sure.
Okay.
Be surrounded by. Yeah, but I think money comes
with. Yeah, money comes with the territory, though. People, some people want to be rich. Some people want to be rich and famous. You know? It's like, okay. You can have one, you can have both. Which would you choose? Rich, rich and famous.
I mean, I would rather be rich and famous.
There you go. Yeah. You know? So, but don't give me that bullshit. It's not because of the money. Because let me tell you something. If that rock star goes piss poor because he snorted all his money away, so, ain't nobody sticking with him.
So the girls that say it's not about the money, it's, you know, about him being famous. If he gave away every dime he made to charity, you think she'd still want to be with him?
I think it has to do with kind of what you were saying earlier about status.
I think you believe that J-Lo song too
much. Yeah, but it's... So-
<What's> Love don't cost a thing.
if he just kept just enough money to live on, lived basically poor, but he was rich. He just gave all his money away to charity because he didn't want it. Yeah, the prestige is going to take you only so far.
Right. And the pussy's going to dry up real fucking fast. Until he picks up a fucking guitar again.
Yeah.
Makes another hit record.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, look, man. A lot of things changed. A lot of things have changed in this day and age. A lot. But there are some things that just won't die hard.
Women are whores.
Yeah, I mean, the way Chris puts it is colorful.
It seems like men are equally whores, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're whores in a different sense of the word. I mean, we're still whores. Like,
to you're the whores in the more whore term.
You're the whores in the more whores in 4 scores and 7 years ago.
Like, men are more whores in the literal sense of the word whore.
Sure.
Well, yeah. Men cut through the chase.
Yes.
We don't beat around the proverbial bush, no pun intended.
You know, the shaved bush. We don't beat around the shaved bush.
We don't beat around the hardwood floor. No, we just want the sex. We don't want all the bullshit in between. No talking. Just stop talking. Just fuck.
Yeah.
And leave.
And then if they're stupid, they won't really have much to say.
That could also backfire too, because it seems like for some fucking reason, stupid broads always have the most questions. And I think
shut your mouth, you stupid bitch.
And I think it's because they're stupid.
Probably because they don't know anything.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. So it can backfire.
Like
it's not
a toddler. Stupid it's like, girls. What's that? Why?
Exactly.
Why?
Stupid girls never stay quiet too long. It's the smart ones that stay quiet. It's true. Smart ones can be quiet because they know so much they don't need to ask for anything.
Plus, they know when to shut the fuck up.
That's what I was thinking.
They're the ones
they're smart
with
enough
smart
to know.
Smart girls with black
shut.
Eyes. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh my God.
See her? She's got a high IQ and a black eye and a shiner. This was such a sexist episode.
It was really sexist.
Yeah. Where were you, feminist?
I mean, I
should have stood
exactly.
up for your
You're not even close to being a feminist.
You should have, like, where was your pro-female
bullshit?
You guys bullshit?
Don't even
this
know
show,
what
this show
a feminist
have,
is.
I just said,
this
where's
show
your pro-female?
You.
I'm not about pro-female. I'm about equal. In all senses of the word equal. I'm
That's
equal
not what a feminist is.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No.
It is in my world.
No, there's the whole reason for... the whole reason for... the word feminist even says... It's about the feminine side of life, not the male side. You don't give a shit about the men.
Listen, I just read 2 books by Gloria Steinem, and she fucking...
Steinem.
Whatever.
Steinem.
I've read 2 books by Gloria Hyman.
Yeah.
I
read 2 books by Gloria Steinman.
I was kind of tripping over spit in my mouth, to be honest with you.
It's so hot.
Yeah, you definitely can get a rich guy.
As long as you swallow it.
Yeah, right.
But she breaks it down to what it really is.
And what is it really?
It's about...
And who makes her the authority?
It's her fucking opinion.
Does she create the feminism movement?
No, but she's a pioneer.
Okay.
And she had positive things to say about it all. Because so many people give her slack. Because sometimes she'll hang out with like Hugh Hefner and shoot the shit with them. And she said, it's all about being the woman who you are and just being able to be treated just like everybody else.
Yeah, but she's also someone of significance.
Yeah, she's badass bitch.
What I mean is she has clout.
She's in the 60s and 70s, she didn't.
And she wasn't hanging out with Hef in the 60s
she
and 70s.
She started her career with Hef.
What do you mean?
She started her career as an undercover writer for the...
An undercover writer for the Playboy?
No, for another company, for the Chicago like Tribune or some shit. And then
what kind of what's undercover? Like she was on a mission.
No, she was. She worked at Playboy's.
If you choose to accept this mission, you will be undercover at the Hefner Playboy Mansion. Your job is to uncover the feminism and the sexist movements. This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
She worked at the Playboy Club in Chicago. And as an undercover.
Don't talk to me undercover.
For a month or something. And then wrote an article about it. And that's what started her career.
Great. Thank you for that biography.
Thank you, Gloria Steinberg.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
That one bothers me too.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because it's normally directed at her.
It's usually like, oh, whatever you just had to say was stupid. Shut up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nobody gives a shit.
Can you just email me the rest of this story?
Yeah.
That's the coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane.
That one's
can I hear it again?
That's a great story. I felt like I was there.
I got a story about a fat guy who's starving and bored.
Well, this is going to be about me again.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you make a list of all the ones that bother you?
No, and I'll get so rid you of can them. Constantly... You're going to overplay them now.
You're acting like a cock.
I didn't play the one that you fucking threw the can at me.
What, Fob did?
No, I don't have that.
I didn't play it this week.
I don't have that one that you hate, the SSB.
Huh?
Stupid, stupid.
I don't have that one. That's not
stupid, yeah. Stupid.
You just played it.
I don't have that in my
about you.
Okay. Yeah, then about me is okay.
This is about you.
Stupid, stupid.
This
bitch.
This is full. Right at your forehead.
So is my bladder. I'll piss all over you.
Please don't. Before we started the show today, there's this lamp in Chris's.
I love lamp.
In Chris's house, sitting like in the middle of the floor.
Right.
And I was like, "Why do you have a lamp just sitting there?"
And that's a great story. I felt like it was there.
Yeah.
And he said, "Because I was cleaning out my closet, and I thought he had needed the lamp to clean out his closet."
That's an awesome fucking story. You thought you're scooping shit out with the lamp? Like, what do you mean?
He thought he needed it for light. And I was like, why is it just
where's that other one?
What the hell is that?
I don't know, I love that one. Fucking great.
Do you want to finish the story or?
I did.
Oh, it was awesome.
I mean, I was just trying to change the subject.
I don't give a fuck.
Like, that was my main goal. I saw the lamp, and I'm like, oh, change the
subject. Yeah, bitch!
You guys are insane.
State zitto, puttana!
I also beat Marco in Trivia Crack. So that's exciting as well.
Yeah, you guys are like addicted to that shit, man.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it yet though, but I may jump on. Do you guys have like special screen names or just
if you log in with Facebook, they'll find us.
Oh, really?
Which Chris, me and you haven't played in a while, how come? Do I have to request you for a game?
You can if you want.
Alright. I just beat Marco.
I told you I'm never going to win a game because I can't answer the art questions.
Just try.
I'm fine in all the other categories. I can't answer them. At this point, I don't even read the fucking questions. I just pick one. Are you requesting me now?
No.
Well, then stop playing with your fucking phone.
Why?
Nobody gives a shit.
You want me to do that, then? I feel like we're running out of steam, boys.
Oh, we can end the show. I'm ready to go.
Always end on a strong joke.
Thanks, Missy.
Um...
We will be back next week. Don't forget to go on riotcast.com/jerseyjerks and donate some money. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Gloria Steinman for life.
Steinman.
I know.
Steinem.
I just was joking.
Steinbag.
Steinberg.
Steinbrenner.
Steinberg.
George.
Steinberg.
Bye, nigga!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.